You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com. The following is a presentation of WITY Sports.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Find him at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville. Call his office at 217-446-8039 or find him online at KurtEllis.com. Well, good evening and welcome to your OSF Game of the Week from Catlin tonight. It is week 9, IHSA. Almost playoff IHSA football action in the Vermilion Valley Conference with the Salt Fork Storm hosting their senior night festivities against the Clifton Central Comets. Your State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame. Glad you could join us here this evening alongside Will Schell, Chad Baker with you. Will, I tell you, you know what? It's been a while since we've had a matchup where you've had two teams that are on the same side of the standings, it seems like. In fact, so many running clock games we were just talking off air. This one figures to be a little bit better game tonight, maybe a little more favorable matchup. You have the 7-1 Clifton Central Comets and the 5-3 Salt Fork Storm in a matchup that we've seen a couple times now, and we had last year up at Clifton. So right now I think Salt Fork probably looking to get a little retribution for last year in a game that went down to the wire, a one-point win for Clifton Central. Got them into the playoffs. Right now, the script flipped a little bit here. Salt Fork looking to clinch an official playoff spot. They are playoff eligible at 5-3, but Clifton Central also playing for something. They're playing to solidify a home game for sure. If they can get to 8-1, they will do just that.
Yeah, a lot riding on this game, even though both teams are probably looking pretty good for the playoffs. Like you mentioned, the Salt Fork win they're in for sure. Although I have a feeling it with 5 wins, they'll probably sneak their way into the playoffs. But seeding really does matter. You know, it's going to help you get a little better or maybe easier matchup if you get that 6th win. Like you were saying, retribution after they lost by 1 point last year. They're at home. But this season, Clifton Central has been awful, awful good. Their only loss has been to the powerhouse Westville. So, you know, and anytime you can go 8-1, you want to come into the playoffs riding high. You want Uncle Mo on your side. So I'm going to say both teams really do have a lot to play for, even though they're both above 500. They're both going to finish above 500. And if I was a betting man, I would bet both of these teams are playing next week in the playoffs. So we know Clifton Central is, but I think Salt Fork gets in probably no matter what happens here tonight.
Salt Fork will definitely be 1A and one of the smaller schools there in the VVC. So next week, you figure they will likely be on the road. We will have our IHSA playoff pairing show tomorrow night on WITY and all of our platforms. That'll be from 7 to 9. We'll talk with some of the area coaches, see what shakes out in their season that we didn't see. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, Joe Anglin will join me for all the playoff pairings. And we will go through it all, find out where everybody is. And, of course, it's the mad scramble, Chad Baker versus the IHSA, to see who gets all the times listed first. A little competition I like to do each year. So make sure you tune to WITYradio.com, and those will be posted as entire of a list as I can possibly get at any given time between the beginning or the end of the playoff pairing show and that IHSA mandated deadline of 3 p.m. on Monday. So we will have more of our State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show coming up. We'll take a look at the game prescription courtesy of MedPlus Pharmacy, schedule, scoreboard courtesy of Vermilion, or the Surf Pro of Vermilion County, Latars Hardware bringing us the lineups and the last look, tail of the tape. We'll get the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE programs, national anthem coming up, all leading us up to kickoff 25 minutes away here at Byerly-Hageman Field in Catlin. The Salt Fork Storm hosting Clifton Central tonight in your OSF Game of the Week. More State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show coming up in 2 minutes on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
When it comes to your health, you know your workout goals for the year. But do you know when to screen for cancer? More than 9 out of 10 cancers are diagnosed in people 45 and older. But regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep pushing yourself further in the gym. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken, bacon, ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in Store.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Welcome back to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Visit his office on Liberty Lane in Danville, or Liberty Lane in Danville, if you want to pronounce it correctly and not stumble all over your tongue like I do typically. You can contact Kurt for a quote, 217-446-8039. Salt Fork Storm hosting Clifton Central tonight. Here we'll shell Chad Baker with you. Clifton Central comments as we take a look at the game prescription by MedPlus Pharmacy. Coached by Jeff Persey. He is in his first season on the Clifton Central sideline. Graduate of Clifton Central back in 1994. He's bounced around a little bit in some athletic director roles, but coming back home to take over the reins from Coach Brian Spooner, who's had a legendary run, 187 wins for him in his time as coach there on the sidelines for the Comets. They're 7-1 this year in his first season. First time seeing them this year on WITY. They were a 5-5 team a season ago. They'd opened with a game that was a statement win, probably surprising, letting them know, hey, we've arrived. 34-13 over BHRA. Blue Devils still figuring stuff out at that point in time. They reeled off a 48-14 win over Moments, a 48-0 drubbing of the Buffaloes. Tough fought 35-21 victory over Oakwood, which probably told us a lot about both of those teams. 67-20 pacing of Watseka before losing to Westville 37-14. The only game that Westville hasn't had where the clock just kept falling off in the fourth quarter. Since then, a 54-0 win over Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac, a 44-8 win last week over Iroquois West, and a pair of teams that are down in the standings. They have set them up with an opportunity tonight to solidify a home playoff game next week. They're opposed by the hometown Salt Fork Storm, coached by Les Seifert in his first season. He is taking over for Joe Hageman. Storm 5-3. They, too, 5-5 a year ago. We had them in that loss in the playoffs to GCMS, where they played a really tough first half and then came out, and it was just too much of the Falcons' offense. Capitalizing on a few mistakes there that ended up sending the Storm home in Week 10. They opened this year with a 54-13 loss to Westville. Trounced Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac in a game heard here on our platforms, 41-0 that Will had. A 47-7 win over Iroquois West, 47-6 win over Watseka. Before the offense started drying up, they would lose to BHRA 19-3. You know, they have a field goal kicker. They eked out a 16-14 win over Moments, toppled GRFC 48-20 before a 28-7 loss a week ago to Oakwood that may have left a nasty taste in her mouth. At least you hope. And that set them up for senior night tonight. They will likely get a road playoff game next week, even with a win. But a win will that secures them a playoff spot, possibly a 7-2, 8-1 squad, as opposed to an 8-1 or a 9-0 team if they were to end up 5-4 and maybe just barely getting in.
Yeah, that, getting to that 6-3, especially in IHSA, it just matters so much more because like you just don't want to have to go up against one of those powerhouse 9-0 teams. Also, a lot of times in the IHSA playoffs, you're driving, you're going to have a long travel.
Sure.
You know, that doesn't really probably necessarily matter too much one way or the other if you're 6-3, 5-4, but that's just another little step of adversity you're going to have to deal with. So if you get this win tonight, get to 6-3, you at least can probably get yourself a little bit easier or more level opponent going into your playoff game. Plus, you're entering the playoffs on a win instead of a loss.
Well, and a perfect example of that was last year. You saw Westville have a 0-3 start, all by 4 points. They would run the tables the rest of the way, finish 6-3, and then have to travel 4.5 hours away to Chester, Illinois, down in the southwestern part of the state to play a competitive game, but a game that if it was a neutral site or even if it was up here, maybe looks a little different whenever you look back on it. And that's what the IHSA sometimes does. Sometimes your team that you face is 7 miles away. Sometimes they're 4 hours away, and it's a bus trip. I know some teams charter buses nowadays even for that trip, but there again, you know, if you can experience home cooking, great. If you can at least have an opportunity to sleep past 6 a.m. on game day, you'll take that as well. But anytime that you have to pack up the gear and go and basically take a family vacation, it's never usually a good situation.
It's tough. It's a lot to ask for teenagers to go do that, especially when you're going up against tough opponent. So really a lot on the line here tonight, I think, for both teams. So
got to bring the switch.
Yeah.
For tonight and for those long games away. Our game prescription brought to you by MedPlus Pharmacy. If you're running low on your prescription medication, get it filled promptly. Call Fidelis and his team at MedPlus Pharmacy, 217-431-6662. Find them on at 511 West Fairchild in Danville, open till 7 this evening. And if you don't get it in this evening, they are open until 3 tomorrow. We've got more of your State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show coming up. Look at the Surf Pro of Vermilion County schedule scoreboard coming up. Latos Hardware game build up. And last look at the tail of the tape on the way as well. We will have more of your State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show coming up in 2 minutes on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
No matter your age, it's important to keep an eye on your health, and one of the best ways to do that is staying up to date on screenings and vaccinations. This can help detect illnesses in their earliest, most curable stages or prevent them altogether. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including screenings and vaccinations, for every stage of life. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
When skies are threatening and watches or warnings are in play, listen for the ServPro Severe Skywatch Weather Bulletin. Contact ServPro at 443-0077 or go to ServProVermilionCounty.com. When severe weather breaks out, we break in with the ServPro Severe Weather Bulletin on Ileana's Weather Choice, WITY.
Welcome back to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Time to check out our ServPro of Vermilion County schedule and scoreboard in Danville and Vermilion County. Call 217-443-0077. ServPro like it never even happened. We've got this one here tonight up in the north part of the county. BHRA hosting Oakwood tonight. That one may be pretty surprising. Both those teams sitting at 6-2. Should be a good one there. Watseka hosting Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac tonight for the right to say that they won that game. Moments is at Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman, and both those teams sitting at 3-5. They're again playing for pride and one upsmanship there. Westville hosting Iroquois West over just about 3 miles to the southeast of us. Danville will entertain Peoria Notre Dame tonight. Paris hosts Casey Westfield. That's going to be a tough battle there for the Tigers. Rantoul entertains the Ghosts of IVC. PBL at Monticello tonight. Pontiac at St. Joseph Ogden. Unity making the long trip downstate to see my friend Chris Hugo and the Mount Vernon Rams, likely on WMIX down there. Sangamon Valley is at Tri-County tonight. Villa Grove hosts ALAH. If we take a look over on the Indiana side of the scoreboard, games already underway as they are in Week 10. Playoff action over there. South Putnam up on Attica, second quarter 41-0. Sullivan leading South Vermilion, second quarter 49-0. Needless to say, those are going to be pretty tough to come back from. You have Seeger leading Lafayette Central Catholic 14-0 in second quarter action. Fountain Central up on Park Heritage 21-6. No update on Benton Central and Frankton. Oh, we do have one. It's Frankton 23, Benton Central 8. Frankton, I believe, has one win. Benton Central is winless on the season. So we'll keep an eye on those games tonight as well as we move along here with our broadcast this evening, checking in during our store halftime show as well as our UHOS Diagnostic Center post-game show here tonight. Speaking of the store, I'm sure they're hopping uptown. And, of course, they here in Catlin, our first trip to Catlin here this year. So give them a shout-out up there. We come back. We will take a look at the last look at the tape, the lineups, the last hurrah here for us here before we get into kickoff here tonight at Catlin. The Salt Fork Storm hosting the Clifton Central Comets. Back with more State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show in 2 minutes on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Occasional aches and pains are just part of life. They usually vanish as quickly as they appear. But what about ailments that pop up and don't quickly go away? That's when it may be time to see your doctor, just in case. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including diagnosing health issues or referring you to a specialist. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
UHOS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHOS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHOSdiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7-7 and Saturday 7-12. UHOS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
TNA Bucking Bulls and Rugged Cross Country Cattle Company proudly present the Hanging On Tight Rodeo Series Finals. 3 days of rodeo action. Friday, October 31st through Sunday, November 2nd at Gordyville, USA, west of Gifford. Enjoy live music from Next Thing Smokin' and Decade of Decadence. Vendor trade show daily, nightly themes, and child and military discounts are available. All kids get a Halloween candy bag with the first 50 getting a free straw cowboy hat. Get your VIP, box seat, and bleacher tickets at GordyvilleUSA.com. And don't miss the Hanging On Tight Rodeo Series Finals, October 31st through November 2nd.
Welcome back to State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Contact Kurt for a quote, 217-446-8039. Visit his office on Liberty Lane in Danville. Time for our Latos Hardware lineups. Last look, tail of the tape. So much more here, the wrap-up of this one here with those lineups and who the big players are tonight for this matchup. It is Will Schell.
Thank you, Chad. Well, all right, we'll start with the visiting Clifton Central Comets. Number three, Evan Cox, is a running back and linebacker for the Comets. He is a senior. Owen Palmateer is one of their linebackers. Blake Chandler starts two ways. He's a tight end and linebacker. Derek Meyer, one of their star receivers, also plays defensive back. Their quarterback, who's had an excellent season so far this year, the 6'4 senior Brady Shul. He's got another receiver he's throwing it to, Andrew Rowling. He's a 5'10 junior who also starts at defensive back. One of their linebackers is named Everett Bailey. He wears number 30. Big hoss on the defensive line, Garrison Bailey, number 40. A couple two-way starters for him on the lines and linebackers. You got number 51, Jake Thompson, number 52, Derek Rodriguez, number 55, Brady O'Connor. You got a one-way starter on offense, number 56, John Bostic, and another one-way starter on offense, number 57, Caden Mintz. And now we'll go to the Salt Fork Storm. Get some of their starters here at split end. Number three, the senior Julian Baum, their quarterback, plays also linebacker. That's number four, Zayden Bromley, one of their star running backs. Number five, Ian Church, also plays defensive back for the Storm. Carter Lindsay, number seven, is a halfback and a linebacker for them. Their big tight end is number 11, Maddox Stein, and you'll also see him playing D end as well. In week two, when we had the game, their fullback and linebacker, Jameson Chambliss, was the Ross Boss player of the game. He wears number 17 for the Storm. Got a handful of two-way starters on the line. Number 50, Bennett Smoot. Number 52, Blake Trimmel. Number 53, Musa Abaduya. Number 54, Cale Boyd. And they have a couple other starters on just the offense and then defense. Trey Wilson plays linebacker, and number 72, Braden Norton, plays offensive line for the Storm. So there's those are your key players and starters this evening, Chad.
Well, taking a last look at the tape here tonight, Latos Hardware. This is developed as a nice on-field rivalry to end the season for both these teams here. Last year, Clifton Central held off the Storm to get into the playoffs. The Storm ended the Comets' hopes right here in 2023 as all had the earmarkings of another classic here tonight. We really need to see the return of Salt Fork's offense, though. In the last four games, they have scored a total of 74 points, Will. And last year, I mean, it's kind of become the hallmark of what we've seen the Storm here last several years. Last year, it was going 1-5 in their last six games. 2023, they scored 15 points over two playoff games. 2022, when everything was running on all cylinders, they ran into a Ridgeview-Lexington team that played 13 games that year and went deep into the playoffs. They ran roughshod in the second half against the Storm that day. In 21, it was a 1-4 from October 1st to the end of the season, only scoring 84 points over that stretch. So Salt Fork must snap out of those late-season offensive doldrums before playoffs begin, and it will be tough to do that against the Clifton Central team that lucked out with playing BHRA early, taking advantage of a Blue Devil team that was still figuring things out, and a team that pulled away from Oakwood. And that was a competitive game for a good long time. And you see that that was the only team to not have a running clock game against Westville. So, you know, I mean, it's popcorn time, buddy. I think it's time to check to see what these two teams are made of and what unfolds on the field tonight.
Yeah, I think we also have a little contrasting styles offensively. Clifton Central's been throwing the ball really well all season. Seems like Salt Fork tries to control the game on the ground, manage the game clock a little better. So we got contrasting styles on offense, and we'll see how the defenses match up when we get some football action here in just a few minutes.
Latos Hardware, visit them in Westville for all those hard-to-find items. Make sure you say hello to Fifi. We've got areas of frost between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. Hopefully we'll be done with the game by then. Otherwise, increasing clouds, low down to 37 tonight, light east-northeast wind. Coming up, we got the National Anthem sponsored by Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program. Kickoff of our OSF Game of the Week coming up. Thanks for tuning in to the State Farm Major Kurt Ellis pregame show. Kickoff next on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Don't get spooked this Halloween. This is Robin Heffern, your Vermilion County Clerk, with a few tips without tricks for this year. For Halloween safety, make sure your kids wear light color costumes they can see out of properly. A flashlight is a great idea. Accompany young goblins to homes you are familiar with and check the trees before letting them dig in. Have a safe and enjoyable Halloween. This message paid for by Robin Heffern, your Vermilion County Clerk.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
The presentation of our national anthem is brought to you by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
The OSF Healthcare Vermilion Valley Conference Football Game of the Week. Presented by OSF Healthcare. Visit osfhealthcare.org. Also a service of State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville. UHAS Diagnostics between Danville and Oakwood. Latos Hardware in Westville. Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. The Store in Catlin. Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program. Integrity Vending. State Farm Agent Ross Webb in Danville. MedPlus Pharmacy in Danville. and ServPro of Vermilion County. WITY Sports presentation of Vermilion Valley Football, featuring BHRA, Hoopston Area, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Oakwood, Salt Fork, and Westville. Let's go out to the field.
Senior night at Barley Hagman Field. Let's get it underway. It's kickoff. As the Storm go right to left, Comets coming left to right, and it's a big run back coming up to near midfield and is taken down at about the 42-yard line. That is Derek Meyer for the Comets.
Yeah, high booming kick from the kicker, Trimmel. But plenty of time for blockers to get their blocks for the Comets, and their star receiver, Derek Meyer, who's had an excellent year this year, gets a great kick return to his right.
That's Will Schell. I'm Chad Baker. Thanks for joining us for the OSF Game of the Week on WITY Danville. First and 10 from the 41. Shotgun. Shule hands it off on the sweep from Meyer. He's up to about the 43, 44. They're going to mark it 44, pick up a 3 on the play.
Yeah, not too much work in there for that play. Tries to stretch it out to the outside. Good disciplined defense by Salt Fork just to keep him from getting the outside edge and bring him down for a pretty reasonable gain there.
From the pistol, Shule, 2nd and 7. Claps gets the football. And into the backfield, a swarm of Storm defenders.
Yeah, it looked like Cale Boyd was the first to make contact with him, and that entire Salt Fork defensive line just blows right past this Clifton Central O-line, as they're going to hit him for a big loss there.
That was Everett Bailey on the carry, a loss of 4. It'll be 3rd and 11. Or, excuse me, 3rd and 12, loss of
5 there?
Loss of 5. I'm going to have math problems again this week. Shule drops back. And he's going to be sacked.
Yeah, Clifton Central send rolling in motion, but he slips right as the ball is snapped. I'm going to guess that messes up the timing of the play for the Comets. And Shule really had no chance there with a good aggressive pass rush from the Salt Fork Storm. So with the receiver that was in motion, slips on the grass out there. And when I was walking around on the field before the game, it was a little slick. I think some of the weather's making the grass just not as sticky as it might normally be. So rolling falls down, and that's going to force a punt here.
The junior Musa Abu Daya with the sack. And that is loss of 2, and the punt takes a Clifton Central bounce all the way down to the 14-yard line, where the Salt Fork Storm will start 1st and 10 with 9:44 left to go, opening quarter.
Yeah, really good punt there by Blake Chandler. He does a rugby-style punt, so he kind of gets the long snap, runs to his right, and then punts it. And he got a heck of a roll. I think he got about 10, 15 yards on the rollout on that punt. When it first hit the ground, I was wondering if the Salt Fork Storm was going to have a pretty good field position, and now they're going to be back behind their own 15-yard line, so they're going to have a long ways to go here.
Black from head to ankle is the Salt Fork Storm with white and silver, the accents on their uniform. 1st and 10. A lot of players wearing the pink tonight for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ian Church working to get to the outside. Can he turn the corner? No. In fact, he loses 2 yards on the play.
Yeah, so they send Church kind of in motion, a little slow motion, from his left to right, little jet sweep kind of play. They had Chambliss in there trying to get the lead block. It just didn't work. Too many Clifton Central defenders get to the edge and stop that play for a loss of 2.
Clifton Central on their uniforms, like a dark blue helmet, slightly lighter blue on their jersey. I don't know. It's kind of got this Dallas Cowboy thing going on here. White pants, white jerseys. First, let's see here, it'd be second and 12. Zayden Bromley under center. Single receiver to each side. Now Church comes back. Bromley's going to drop back, puts it up, connects. Number seven, that is Carter Lindsay.
Yeah, so Carter Lindsay gets his first catch of the day. Nice little just clean out route. Looked like one of the Clifton Central defenders fell down. So footing might become an issue here throughout this game. We've seen two Clifton Central players eat some grass early on, and that's enough for a first down. So
17-yard pickup, and Bromley's got an arm. We've seen the stats here this year. Good quarterback, sophomore. This is a young Salt Fork team. Seven seniors, nine juniors, nine sophomores, 10 freshmen on the roster. First and 10 from the 29. The handoff up the middle. And Chambliss gets to the 31, pick up a two.
It's brought down by Blake Chandler and a host of other defenders for the Central Comets. Just a straight dive play right up the gut. Not a big gain, but, hey, it's a positive yardage. Probably keeps them on schedule.
This is a, even though a young Salt Fork team, they've got some playmakers. They've got guys that do good work. They got some size, got some athleticism. They're going to be exciting to watch here the next couple of years, especially to see how far this Bromley kid can go. Second and eight. A little flip back to Ian Church. This time he gets back up a couple yards here, maybe a yard.
Yeah, Jake Thompson was on the defensive end there, just couldn't quite keep contained, and that's going to get just enough of the edge for running back to gain a yard or two, but it's going to be third and long, so we'll see if the passing game for the Storm can stay hot after they've gone one for one here on this first drive.
Third and six, 33 is 33-yard line is where they're at. Maddox Stein and Carter Lindsay come out. We'll make it trips left here. With Church being the one most inward there. And Stein across the middle connects.
Yeah, so two for two for Zayden Bromley there. Just a little leaking route by the tight end just to go right up the hash mark and get a nice easy catch for a first down.
Pickup of 11 for Stein. Good catch reeled in by him. 28 passing yards thus far for Zayden Bromley on the first Salt Fork drive of the contest as they near midfield, as we near middle part of our quarter here. 6-minute mark coming and going here. No score. Salt Fork in their first drive of the game. Bromley under center takes the snap, handoff to the lead back. He cuts through the middle. That's Chambliss, fullback up across midfield. Pick up a six.
Yeah, pretty much the same play they ran on second down. They do it on first down, this time with a little bit more effectiveness, a little better push with the big hosses up front. And they're going to have maybe, looks like a 7-yard gain, 6-yard gain. So that's going to give them some options here on second down. I've noticed when there's not too many wide receivers, Clifton Central's happy to stack the box. I'm counting 10 guys in the box when I don't see any split receivers.
Church in motion. Instead, they hand it to Chambliss up the middle. Picks up another yard or two. It's going to be third and short.
So, yeah, that did not get much. They went right back to the well with Chambliss again.
Garrison Bailey hit him head on and felt the remnants of that just a little bit. Looked like he stumbled as he got up. He's going to be fine.
See, ball's on the 47 here. If Salt Fork somehow can't come away with the first down, I'm going to imagine they're in go-for-it territory. We'll have to see what they do here on third.
Bromley under center. Going to do the flip back to Chambliss, and he runs into a wall of Comets on the left side of the line and ends up forward progress about where the line of scrimmage was. So we'll see fourth and one.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised they tried even pitching that. You probably that adds a little bit extra element of risk there on third and one. I would have thought maybe just a straight handoff would have been a little safer there. No turnover, but also maybe it takes a little extra second to have that play develop as you're trying to catch the pitch. Makes you wonder if just a straight handoff would have gotten them the first, but they're going to go for it with about maybe half a yard to go.
No score inside 4 minutes here. Bromley quarterback keeper, they've got it, and Moore pick up about three on the quarterback sneak.
That was well designed. Bromley just gets right up under center, quick snap to the young man, and he just falls straight forward. They didn't even need to tush-push on that. He just got it on his own.
Officially, they give him two. It's at the 44 for first and 10. It'll be the 10th play of the drive.
Already. Yeah, this is a long, methodical drive. I mentioned this in the pregame show. Good running game for Salt Fork. Manage the clock. Take some time. Have a long drive. This is what they're doing right now.
We're going to come up on 7 minutes of this drive. Here's the delayed handoff to Church. And he gets it. Gets a couple yards for his troubles there.
Church off to a slow start, not able to break any big plays so far on this first drive. He's been an electric runner for the Storm for most of this season as well. Like you said, a little delayed handoff to the right side. Just didn't really have enough of a hole to break it for a big one.
Bomb the long receiver out to the out. Church goes up the middle. Pickup of two more. Brings up third and six.
Yeah, just another methodical running play right up the middle. Nothing fancy. You're not seeing any receivers in motion. They're just hitting the guy in front of them. Church just takes the handoff and goes straight ahead. No dancing around in the backfield. Power football. But it's going to bring up a third and six here, so we'll see what the Salt Fork Storm does. It looks like they have a bunch of receivers on this one.
Trips left, single receiver to the right. Jameson to the left of the quarterback, Bromley, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper up the left side of the line. He's going to turn, and he's going to get up the field a little bit. Nice pickup by Bromley.
Yeah, excellent play design there, especially on third and long. They fake the handoff to Jameson Chambliss to the right. Quarterback pulls the ball. That might have been an option play. I'm not sure if it was purely a design, but great read by Bromley if that was an option. If it was just a straight quarterback run, really well executed. Fakes it to the right, pulls it to the left, gets a good hole, then gets the edge, and he picks up a huge chunk of yards on third and six.
Goes out of bounds, stops the clock. Of course, the sight lines from the press, the new press box here on the east side of the field, not the best as we're obscured by the Clifton Central bench. We have to rely on the clock operator to help us out there. So first and 10. Chambliss up the middle. He goes perpendicular to the field and where he needs to go. Picks up, looks like two on the play.
So even on these plays where Salt Fork's not getting a huge chunk play, they're not losing any yards. And that's important for an offensive coordinator, for a head coach, because that just keeps adding more plays to your play call selection. You know, if it's second and 15, that kind of limits what you can do. Even second and 8, it's not great, but gives you a lot more options on what you could call.
Second and 8, taking a guess here from the about the 17-yard line of Clifton Central. Final minute. Bromley has the pocket collapse, but he is fighting and continuing to roll against a sea of white. And he picks up, looks like maybe five?
Yeah, hard to tell.
Looks like forward progress gets him five.
The pocket collapsed before really any of the passing routes could establish themselves, so I don't know if anybody was even open. But Bromley felt the heat from the pass rush and just kind of squirms his way forward, then uses some power to get himself some extra runs. Bromley been pretty effective with his feet in this drive here, which is going to take up the almost entirety of the first quarter.
Final play of the first quarter. Bromley, the handoff to Chambliss, and he churns, trying to grind close to a first down. That is the final play of first quarter action. No score. Salt Fork on their first drive will continue into the second quarter. 1 minute off. Back for more of your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
You know, medium rare is the only way to go.
Oh, yeah, that's a good-looking steak.
But did you know that only 20% of people ages 45 to 59 have completed a colon cancer screening? The good news is regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep sizzling your family's dinner to perfection. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Second quarter starting here with the Salt Fork Storm still on their first drive. That has been, this has so far been a 9 minute, 49 second drive. It started on their own 12-yard line. It currently sets first and goal at the 4 of Clifton Central. No score. Chad Baker, Will Schell back with you here. Your OSF Game of the Week, Bromley. And quarterback keeper on the fake. He's going to be at the goal line, and he gets in for the touchdown. Zayden Bromley, the sophomore quarterback, gets Salt Fork on the board first.
Yeah, another good play design where they fake the handoff to Chambliss that takes some of the Clifton Central defender's eyes to the fullback. Bromley pulls it again, goes to his left, just marches it in on like almost like a bootleg, and he really did not have anybody obstructing him as he waltzes his way into the end zone for the first score of this game after an incredibly long and efficient drive for the Salt Fork Storm. Real message sender right there.
I stand corrected. That drive started on the 14-yard line, not the 12. On for the kick. It's down. It's up. It's good. Blake Trimble makes it 7-0. Salt Fork, 7 seconds into the second quarter. We'll take 30 seconds off. Be back for kickoff on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
It was a 15-play, 86-yard drive. Bromley with the 4-yard touchdown run. The kick by Trimble was good. And it was in real time on the clock, 9 minutes, 56 seconds.
Yeah, that's drive. A statement drive right there. I mean, you take up an entire quarter of football and then get yourself a touchdown lead. That can go a long way.
And what does it say here? You've got six two-way players on Clifton Central. Three of those are linemen. And then you got their couple wide receivers. Myers, a two-way. In fact, they're three wide receivers. I stand corrected. Seven guys. Cox, some of their big playmakers. Worn out on defense there as breaking through on special teams. Clifton Central. Gonna put The Salt Fork Star back out on the field on offense as all the way back. A big kickoff return for a touchdown for Everett Bailey.
Yeah, it was an odd kickoff. It was a high, short kick. Landed about the 30-yard line, and Everett Bailey kind of has to scoop it up as it rolls towards his feet. He's not their normal kick returner. He has had a few rushes this season. He averages about 48 yards a game, so he does touch the ball a lot as a running back, but that kick kind of just fell to him. Not really supposed to, I don't think, and then he absolutely makes the most of it. He takes one little juke right and then goes up the left and then goes up the right sideline for the touchdown.
Blake Chandler on for the kick. Snap. Down over to the left. No good. Hit the left upright. And after a big play like that, what we've seen unfold in this game so far, that might be foreshadowing, folks. 7-6, Salt Fork leads. We'll take 30 seconds off. Be back for kickoff from Catlin. Your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
It was a 70-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. The extra point, no good. And the Comets come back within one. It's a 7-6 Salt Fork lead. 11:39 left to go, second quarter. In fact, of course, the two scores coming now conveniently within the first 21 seconds of the second quarter, where we had, in real time, about a 15-minute first quarter, 12 minutes on the clock. There's the kickoff. That's taken about the 20 there.
Yeah, good special teams play by Clifton Central to have a nice swarm tackle to halt any sort of big return for the Storm. Real interesting turn of events here after that dominating drive by the Storm, just to have it immediately answered on special teams by Clifton Central. But then their own special teams kicks them right back as they miss the extra point. And now they're going to have to chase that point the whole game. We'll see if they do score again, if they go for two, if they just try to kick the extra point again. But
sophomore Zayden Bromley, 2 for 2 passing, 28 yards. He's got 4 carries for 35 yards and a touchdown. Leads his Storm teammates in offense back out here on the field. And looks like we've got a timeout on the field. We'll take it with him. 11:34 left in the first half. It's a 7-6 Salt Fork lead. Back in 30 seconds on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
There was a timeout on the field to discuss maybe a little strategy, maybe some mind games. I wouldn't have put it past. Hard telling, you know, we don't know really patterns between these two first-year coaches here, Will, but they're getting together for a good one here. First and 10 from the 25. Bromley under center. And hands it off, and then ends up being the lead blocker for Chambliss. Kind of an interesting-looking play there that developed. Gotcha. And ends up being a 4-yard run for Chambliss.
Yeah, he's a powerful runner. Every time he gets it, he seems to fall forward. You don't see him losing yards too many times when he touches it. He just kind of goes straight ahead. He does have some speed. In that Week 2 game, we saw him break a couple big runs.
Jameson, a wrestler in the wintertime, using that wrestler mentality to break through the line. Finally, through that first minute of the second quarter, it lasted about as long as what the whole first quarter lasted here as Church takes it up to about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, so just a little veer play off to the right. Again, when they're only having one wide out for Salt Fork, Clifton Central stacking the box. They've got one safety deep, and then they're putting nine guys in that box. So that's kind of that box from the defensive line and linebackers in between the tackles. And they are loading that up to try to halt the Salt Fork running game. Didn't work super great on that first drive. And on this drive right now, it's, I wouldn't say working perfectly because it's another third and short for Salt Fork.
Looks like third and short, three, long two. Bromley from the pistol with Jamison Chambliss right behind him. Claps, receives football, the handoff to Chambliss. Chambliss runs right in the back of the core of the line and ends up losing yardage.
Yeah, maybe a loss of one or two there. And the defensive line, every single guy for the Clifton Central Comets gets off the ball lightning quick, gets in the backfield, and just wreaks havoc on that play. And I think that's probably going to force a punt here deep in their own territory.
That is Trimble on the punt. And it's a direct snap to Lindsey. Lindsey pops it up. It's going to be close as he connects with Chambliss.
And they're going to move the chains. Yeah, so direct snap to the up back. And then he almost passes that like a basketball player shooting a jump shot as Chambliss just kind of leaks out from the backfield to catch that. And he was wide open. They definitely caught the Comets off guard on that play.
So pickup of seven. They needed four. They needed five. So first and 10 from the 38. Bromley up the left side of the line, and he gets absolutely nailed.
Yeah, big hit there by the Comets defenders. And probably a loss of one.
It looked like number 52 in the heart of it, Derek Rodriguez.
Rodriguez has had a couple nice plays on defense here today in the early goings. So we've seen some wacky special teams. We've seen a kick return. We've seen a missed extra point off the goalpost and then a fake punt that is converted for a first down. And we are barely into the second quarter here.
Second and 11. They actually gave him a loss of one on that play. Bromley puts it up, a little screen pass to the outside, and Church goes in, then comes back out. Nice move as Church turns on the afterburners. Got some great speed and heads for the sideline, a pickup of about seven.
And there's a late flag.
First penalty in the game here.
It's coming out late. The ref was standing right there. I'm wondering if it's a late hit.
They're talking with...
It is against the Comets. On that wide receiver screen, they executed pretty well. They got it to Church quickly, and then Rodriguez was trying to get an open field tackle, a tough matchup there for Derek Rodriguez, the linebacker, with the shifty Ian Church, and he juked him out of his shoes as he went up to his right before he's knocked out of bounds on the sideline, and turns out they knocked him after he went out of bounds, because it's going to be a big penalty here.
Pick up seven, then the penalty for 15. That gets them across midfield at the Clifton Central 43, first and 10. Handoff. Nope, put it up. Nice sell on the handoff. Play action up to Ian Church at the 27-yard line. Pick up of 17 on this one.
So back-to-back plays. Pass plays to Ian Church. This one was a play action pass. They sold it well. Bromley takes a long seven-step drop and then gets the ball out quick to a wide open Ian Church.
only 4 for 4 passing. So first and 10 at the 27 of Clifton Central. 7:35 left to go in the half. 7-6 lead for Salt Fork. Romley hands off to lead back. That's Chambliss. Pickup of, let's see where they mark it. They going to mark it with the knee or reach out? Up to the line. Chambliss is down. Trainer out on the field. We will take an injury timeout with the lead. 7-6 Salt Fork facing a 2nd and 8 coming up here on your OSF Game of the Week. Courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Back here at Byerly-Hageman Field. 7-6, Salt Fork. They get Chambliss back upright. And he'll be assisted off the field here. Picked up 2 on the play.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he can put much weight on his foot. They're going to end up carrying him off the field. Tough, tough break for Chambliss, who's one of their key offensive cogs. And you just hate to see a young guy get hurt like that here early on in this game. We'll see if he can get himself back into it. And we'll see if this changes the dynamic of the Salt Fork offense. They've been giving the ball to Chambliss a lot here tonight. He hasn't had any big gains, but he has been able to kind of control the eyesight of the Comets defenders. He's been able to keep him on schedule, so we'll see how big of an impact this has on the Salt Fork Storm.
That was my phone. Bromley drops back, play action, puts it up again for Stein. Stein loses it, goes out of bounds.
Yeah, we have to see if this is fumbled out of the end zone. If it's a fumble and rolls out of the end zone, it's a touchback. We'll have to see where the ref says it goes out of bounds.
They're talking, it was right next to the pylon. Did it go in and out, or did it go out and out?
Yeah, they're still discussing it here. It popped out. Looks like they're going to mark it on the 1. This is where the Clifton Central Comets probably wishes they had a review.
This is more at the 2, so yeah. So it ends up being a 23-yard pass play.
So 5 for 5 for Bromley. Stein gets his 2nd catch of the day.
So 1st and goal from the 2. A push for Bromley up the middle. Did he get enough?
I don't think so. I think Clifton Central held him.
He gets a yard up to the 1.
We'll see if they just do another quarterback sneak. They've just going right up the gut has worked for short yardage situations for the Salt Fork Storm. And I'm sure they're missing Jamison Chambliss on a play like this. This is where you need your big fullback running back to pick you up 1, but we'll see if they can do it again with the quarterback sneak or if they get a little wonky here. It's a quarterback sneak again. They have not marked it, whether it's a touchdown or not. Looks like the refs are going to mark him short.
Delayed call here.
So it's another goal line stand for the Comets. It's going to be 3rd and goal from about the inch line. Comet fans are making some noise here to see if they can pull off one of these epic goal line stands. It started with 1st and goal from the 2. And now it is 3rd and goal from the 1. They've tried 2 quarterback sneaks. Same formation, Bromley under center.
Gets the... No, Nope, trying to draw him off sides. Gets the snap. Keeps it for himself. Cuts in.
And this one's a touchdown.
Second touchdown of the evening for Bromley. This one of the one-yard variety.
Yeah, this time they didn't try going up the gut. This time Bromley takes it to his left, just like he did on his first rushing touchdown. So that little outside quarterback run, at least down in the red zone, has been a little more effective for Salt Fork Storm. They have pushed the lead to 7. It's 13-6. This is a big extra point here for Blake Trimmel, who's 1-for-1 today.
The snap, it's down, it's up. And it's good. So another time-sustaining drive for the Salt Fork Storm. This one reels about a little over 6 minutes off the clock, and it's 14-6. Salt Fork, 30 seconds off. Be back with kickoff from Barley Hageman Field, your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Juhas Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at Juhas Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. Juhas Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Man.
It was Bromley with the one-yard touchdown run. Trimmel with the extra point, making it 14-6. It was a 19-26 minus the 15 they had before. 11 play, 75-yard drive. And we were just talking off air, Will. Last time that the Clifton Central offense was on the field for a play was with 9:49 left to go, and that was their third down, which third and out with time in the first quarter. It's 5:22 left in the second because they had the kickoff return for the touchdown here. This one to number 11 is going to get them that play.
Yeah,
that
Derek Meyer takes it up to about the 31. They're going to mark it right down on the 30. It is odd to see over halfway through the second quarter and have one team have only run three plays on offense and haven't seen the ball since about
9:30. And they were the downs the first drive.
Yeah, 9:40 to go in the quarter.
You don't see it very often.
So this makes you wonder, are they fresh? Are they ready to go? But you'd say both players on both sides of the ball are probably pretty fresh on this point if they're not playing both ways. Myers in motion. Shule looking to pass. He gets it right over the middle to number 17, Andrew Rowling, and he gets a nice chunk play on that pass play.
And that was not the best position ball there, Will. It was low. He had to go down for it and then turn upfield, and Rowling making it look easy.
And he picks up about 20 yards on that one.
19 officially there, we'll call it. So first and 10 from the 49 of Clifton Central. A handoff up to middle. That's Cox getting across midfield, breaking up to the 45, pick up a 6.
Yeah, nothing fancy there. Just a straight dive play. Good hole, though, between the center and the guard. He really had a long ways or a wide hole to run through.
Clifton Central playing with a little urgency here. We're inside 4.5 left. Got the store halftime show coming up at the conclusion of this one. Shule, a little screen pass to the outside. And that is taken up to the 40 as Meyer reels that in. Pick up a 6.
It's a little receiver screen. This one to Derek Meyer again. Meyer executes it well. Had good blocking. Nice tackle by Trimmel. Oh, he's see him on offense, on defense, and kicking and punting for the Storm, the utility player they have.
Out to the outside, Lynn. This is
Everett Bailey.
Yeah, Everett Bailey tries to break it off to his right. Couldn't get anything up the middle, so he cuts outside. Great open field tackle by the Salt Fork Storm. There were some defenders out there, but he had some grass if he was able to break that tackle, and he was not able to. So it's only a short little gain there for Mr. Bailey.
Pickup of 4. Shule once again from the shotgun. Going to send 3 possible receivers out to the left. He's going to flip it out to Cox. Cox gets to the outside. He turns upfield. He's going to turn on the afterburners, and he's in for the touchdown. Evan Cox.
Yeah, nice play there by Evan Cox. Good play design. They send Derek Meyer in motion. You can kind of see what the defense was thinking. It's just a quick pitch off to the left. He had great blocking from his receivers that really helped him break that for the big game touchdown there. And now it's decision time for the Comets. Do they go for 2 and try and even this up, or do they try and risk another extra point, which didn't go so well their first attempt?
They are going to go for 2 to try to get the tie here. Shule with Cox standing to his right. Twins right. Twins left. Send the man in motion. Shule will break out to the right side. Go for the inside corner up That's front, it. And they connect. That is number 11, yeah. Meyer.
Derek Meyer gets his second grab on a 2-point conversion.
It
was just an out route, and they time it up so when the defender tried to pick it off, he holds the ball for an extra half a second and then able to throw a laser beam into Meyer. So Shule gets another completion in this one to tie the game up at 14.
We'll take 30 seconds off. Be back for kickoff in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
Tied at 14, it was a 5-play, 70-yard drive. Cox with the 35-yard touchdown run. Shule to Meyer, 2-yard touchdown or 2-yard extra point reception. Making it 14-14. They do the onside kick, and it's claimed by Clifton Central.
What a gutsy call by Clifton Central, and it pays off big time with just 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. This has been a game of all sorts of special teams, wild plays, onside kicks, kick returns, fake punts, missed extra points, and yet it's 14-14.
Even though Salt Fork has dominated time of possession this first half, the momentum all with the Comets right now. So first and 10 from the 35. He'll send Cox in motion to the right side. Shule rolls out to the right, puts it up over across the middle downfield, wide open as he and Church fell down. And into the end zone for the touchdown. No flags. Andrew Rowling.
Yeah, nice route there. And Shule had all day to pass. No pass route. That's just your standard post corner route or corner post route. He runs towards 15 yards downfield, breaks towards the corner of the end zone, then stops on a dime, cuts it the other way. That gets Church to fall down, and he was wide open. There wasn't a defender within 15 yards of him. Just a high, easy pass for Shule. It falls right into his hands. He marches it into the end zone, and this extra point is up and good. So just like that, it's 21-14.
2:50 left to go here in quarter number 2. We'll be back in 30 seconds for kickoff here at Byerly-Hagaman Field in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm. Is there
21-14 Clifton Central leads, 2:50 left to go here in the first half. It was a one play 35-yard drive all on the pass play from Shule to Rolling, extra point by Chandler Good, and my, how the turntables, according to Michael Scott. And another kick. And they're going to let that roll back to the 20-yard line and to the outside, turning up. The afterburners have been turned on here. Cross midfield and out of bounds for number two. That's Jacob Downing.
Yeah, I almost thought he should have let that kick roll out of bounds to get the penalty. Boy, was I wrong. Downing picks it up on the right sideline. Does a Devin Hester type move going all the way to the left sideline. And then once he gets there, it's green grass for a long ways.
35-yard line for Salt, for, excuse me, 45-yard line. Still a nice run back, a 45-yard line at Clifton Central. So a short field ahead of Salt Fork with 2:39 left to go. The way they're going, they can run the timeout. Going to locker room, possibly with a tie. Bromley going to drop back. He's going to feel the pressure. Now cuts back as the pocket collapses, and he's got some daylight. Goes out of bounds near the 30. Pick up a 14.
Yeah, Bromley's been great with his legs today, not just with his arm, even though I don't think he has an incompletion yet. But Bromley with another big pickup with his legs.
75 yards passing, 50 yards rushing now. So 125 yards of total offense for Zayden Bromley.
And two rushing touchdowns. So he's been the rock for their offense.
He's going to need to be with Chambliss on the sideline. Bromley under center. Lindsay in motion. The handoff to Church. It's a loss of one.
Brody O'Connor with the defensive tackle there. He's got into the backfield in a hurry. Great form tackle. Wraps him up and drives him right into the ground. Big tackle there after the quarterback ran it for a large first down.
The way they mark it, it'll be a loss of two, actually. So back to the 32.
Here's where time management matters. We're under 2 minutes. The clock running. It's second and 12.
Bromley takes the snap, drops back, puts it up, and nice dive reeled in by Julian Baum.
Yeah, nice catch by Baum. He had to come back to catch it on a little hitch route. Unfortunately, but he had to come back so much, it's short of the first down for Salt Fork, but Clifton Central will take it. It also keeps the clock running.
So third and a short two. Store halftime show coming up. For your after game celebrations, head to the store in downtown Callan. You may have some time tonight. Adequate time is probably nice little swing out, and he's going to have the first down, maybe a couple more.
Yeah, just enough yards for the
pick up a three.
First down. But they'll take it. I got to wonder if they're going to use any of their timeouts. They're going to have to use one here. They were all discombobulated.
Timeout. Salford was ready to go to the line. They were like, nah, we're going to do this. 30 seconds. We'll take off here with 51.7 seconds left. Salford driving down by a count of 21-14 to the Clifton Central Comets here on your OSF Game of the Week. courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
21-14, Clifton Central leads, 51.7 seconds left. And it is Salt Fork, first and 10 from the 19 of Clifton Central. Flag on the play. As it's whistled dead, so
it's a false start on Storm. Costly penalty here.
I don't know why they would have. Well, I guess there would have been a little time that runs off the clock, even on a movement call. So back to the 24-yard line. Caden Richardson line up on the.
They're going to put the
our far side, the near side for Salt Fork.
Back on the clock, the second they ran.
Okay. Bromley under center. Church in motion. He's going to get the flip out. Goes up the left side. And he's going to be shoved back the other direction before going out of bounds.
So he probably ran about 27 yards, but from right to left.
Forward progress got him back up to 2. Got forward progress got him 2. So he's back up to 7 yards. 7 yards on 7 carries tonight for Ian.
Probably not the average he was hoping for. He did get out of bounds, so it stops the clock without them having to burn their final timeout, which is probably going to come in handy here for Salt Fork because they've got a little ways to go before they're into the end zone with the ball on the 21.
Second and 13. Bromley passes, puts it up, stumbling all over. No flag as it was Baum getting tangled up with number 17 that is rolling.
Yeah, it looks like what you would call incidental contact, just both defender and receiver's feet getting tangled up, nobody pushing it or shoving each other.
It's the first incomplete pass of the evening for Bromley. What had been a flawless first half.
38 ticks to go. Third and long, and we got a timeout, it looks like, by the Comets.
We'll take it with them. 21-14, Comets lead. 30 seconds off. Your OSF game of the week. WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
21-14. 38.2 seconds left. It's a third and 12. Bromley 6 of 7 passing 84 yards. It's been the Zayden Bromley show here in the first half.
And we'll see if he's up for it here on third and long.
Trips right, single receiver to left from the shotgun. Bromley bobbles the snap a bit, breaks through the line. He's going to have a little jog, and he's shoved up to the 10. That's going to be close to a first down.
So the Comets sent a middle linebacker right up the middle up the A-gap. And that comes back to bite him. because that just gets Bromley to pull down the any sort of pass attempt and run it right up the middle. So he ran it where the blitzer came from. Then he jukes the defender. It looked like Bailey is who he juked.
12-yard pickup. He needed 13. Fourth and one coming up. Timeout on the field. We'll take it with him. 30 seconds off in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Fourth and one play coming up. Salt Fork sits on the Clifton Central 10. Down by a touchdown. 26.7 seconds left in the half.
This is a really huge play in this game.
Church offset on the line. Bromley under center. He's going to drop back. Going to roll out. Now he's going to scramble to the other side of the field. Puts it up. Connects with Maddox Stein. First down.
What a great play.
They will try to spike it here as they move the chains. The chain gang. Everybody's chaotic right now. The officials should have not started the clock till the chain gang moved. Chain gang taking no time whatsoever.
Yeah, that was an interesting play. I mean, right from the snap, Bromley has to start scrambling for his life. He ends up going towards his right where he finds the tight end, Maddox Stein, for the catch over the middle of the field.
So second and goal from the three. Bromley.
And no timeout, so they either have to throw it or get it in here.
There's a flag on the play as that is going to be a
false start or a delay of game?
Delay of game. They ran through their 24 seconds on the play clock there.
So that's a costly, costly penalty. You could have maybe thought about running the ball from the 2-yard line. Going to be tough to do that, but now with no timeouts, you
want to try to get to the sidelines here.
Sidelines
or
end zone.
Make it in, yeah. So now timeout for Clifton Central on the field. This is, I believe, their final timeout of the half. 21-14. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds on USF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
Working on a 45-minute second quarter here, which may happen. It's coming pretty close. 42 minutes so far. 12.5 seconds left. It is a second and goal from the 7-yard line.
So before the timeout, we're saying this has to either go to the end zone or go out of bounds.
So Bromley under center. Church in motion. Bromley going to put it up for Stein. Stein reels it in for the touchdown.
But there is a flag in the backfield. We'll see if there's a holding call. It's coming from the ref. That's usually what that is.
And that is going to be against Salt Fork.
So no touchdown for Stein. It was a really good route as he gets to the back of the end zone and works his way towards the pylon, and an even better throw by Bromley to get it to him. Unfortunately, the holding is what kept Bromley upright because the comments were coming for him.
First and goal, or you got second and goal from the 18 now. Costly penalties here for Salt Fork.
Yeah, they had it on the 2. Now it's on the 18. And this is going to be an interesting defensive play call here for the Comets. Do you bring some pressure or do you drop some people back and just keep them
now you gotta
in the
go,
grass?
You got to go deep down sidelines if you're Salt Fork. Low snap. Bromley puts it up towards the back corner for Church. Church bobbles it. Boy. And drops it.
With 8 seconds to go, I can't believe Church got behind the defenders, but he did. He had to make a leaping, one-handed effort, and as he hits the ground, the ball just rattles out of his possession. 2.6 seconds to go. This will be the play.
We've seen a few of those back corner pylon passes in this young rivalry, and there's been a couple of them that have looked like that. Timeout. Apparently Clifton Central still had one more in their pocket. We'll take it with them as well. 2.6 seconds left in the half. Clifton Central fighting to keep Salt Fork out of the end zone up by 7. And back in 30 seconds in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
You're listening to WITY Danville. 2.6 seconds left on the clock here in the half. It's a third and goal from the 18. Thankfully, we have no more timeouts left.
Well, they're going to try a field goal.
It's going to be a field goal attempt for Trimble.
Trimble's a good kicker. He's got some pop, and his kicks are always go way high in the air.
It's going to be a 39-yard field goal attempt. Snap, it's down, it's up, and it is good!
Oh, he got it.
Got it just over the crossbar. As time expires, and what was a 46-minute officially second quarter there, Will Schell. We go to the half, the Store halftime show coming up next with a 21-17 lead for the Clifton Central Comets. Back in 2 minutes with a rundown of stats, the scoreboard, courtesy of Surf Pro of Vermilion County, and your country financial agent, Dustin Ehler. Halftime adjustments all on the way. Here on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Welcome to the Store Halftime Show, brought to you by The Store. For your after-game celebrations, head to The Store on the northwest corner of the four-way stop in Catlin.
It's halftime, finally. We jinxed ourselves, Will Schell. We had a 15-minute first quarter. Real time, we had a 46-minute second quarter. And we have a 21-17 lead for Clifton Central here at the half. Will Schell, Chad Baker with you for the Store Halftime Show. The Store vibing up on the northwest corner of the four-way stop right here in Catlin. And it's been an exciting one. We figured there was a pretty good chance it was going to be here, and I'm not used to this, not after what we've experienced here in the BBC this year. But we're here. We've got a four-point game at the half, and as you've mentioned several times, we've seen a lot of things that I don't think we've seen this season. I don't think I've seen a whole lot of in a lot of football games in my 20-some years of calling football, but here we are. We're in a situation at the half where we've got a good game. We've got, I'm assuming, probably a deeper bag of tricks for both these coaches, and we've seen some excellent play from both sides.
Yeah, it's been kind of a tale of two tapes with how the teams are coming about their points. Clifton Central kind of with some quick strikes. Salt Fork with long, methodical drives. That last one, they kind of stalled out. Their own penalties kind of kicked them in the rear there, which probably may have cost them a touchdown. They ended up with a 39-yard field goal, which you don't see a ton of at this level. You just don't see kickers that can boot a 40-yarder, and Trimble sure did. So, like, yeah, this has just been a wacky game. The first quarter, long, drawn-out, one singular drive from Salt Fork after an initial three-and-out from Clifton Central, and then they just had the ball the entire first quarter. And then second quarter, firework after firework, special teams play after special teams play, and some explosive offense from Clifton Central. We had an onside kick. We had a fake punt. We had a missed extra point. We had a made field goal. If you had a bingo card for weird, wacky stuff, you've probably hit bingo already here at halftime.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if Salt Fork's kicking themselves a little, because after that first quarter, they looked like they had that message, send that statement, dominated them with just that one long drive. And then
Clifton Central had a message of their
own. And then they returned the kick, get an onside kick, and you blink, and now you're trailing. So just a wild game. But both teams really, I feel like they're both in it. No one's going to. Doesn't feel like someone's going to pull away. You always got to play it and see what happens. But
yeah. So we've got a fun one here. A fun one brewing here. 21-17, Clifton Central in the lead. Let's take you through the drives here. It was a three and out by Clifton Central. They started on their 41. That ended with 9:47 left to go in first quarter. You're going to want to remember that. So Salt Fork came, started at their 14. It was a 15-play, 86-yard drive on their first drive of the game. That ended with 7 seconds into quarter number two. Bromley with a 4-yard touchdown run. Trimble's extra point made 7-0. On the ensuing kickoff, Bailey returned at 70 yards for the touchdown. Chandler's extra point was no good, made it 7-6 at that point. Salt Fork reeled off an 11-play, 75-yard drive. Bromley capping it off with the second touchdown of the day. 1-yard touchdown run. Trimble's extra point made it 14-6. Clifton Central would get the ball back with 5:41 left to go in the second quarter. Yes, they went in a full quarter and 4 minutes and change before, in between offensive plays. And what did they do? They took a 5-play, 70-yard drive and capped it off with a 35-yard touchdown run by Cox. Shule to Meyer, a 2-yard reception, tied it at 14. They would retrieve the kickoff. It was booted around, and they retrieved it. And then it was a 1-play, 35-yard touchdown drive, all on the pass from Shule to Rowling. Extra point by Chandler put the Comets out in the lead at that point, 21-14. Then Time-sustaining drive to end the quarter, in the half. 10-play, 55-yard drive. Went down to the final 2 seconds. Then Salt Fork attempted a 39-yard field goal attempt for Blake Trimble. He nailed it, got it across the crossbar, and it is a 21-17 score at the half. For the Comets, 4-for-4 passing from Brady Shule with a touchdown pass, 63 yards. Spread it out to Rowling, who had 2 receptions for 54 yards and a touchdown. Meyer, 2 receptions for 9 yards. Evan Cox on the ground, 2 carries, 41 yards and a touchdown. Other than that, not much. Meyer, a carry for 3 yards. Bailey, a carry for, or 2 carries for -1. Shule, a carry for -2. For the Salt Fork Storm, 7-10 passing for Zayden Bromley. 91 yards, and that, a little bit of that was unfair. One of those was a spike to stop the clock. And there again, one was a drop pass in the end zone by Ian Church. Everything was perfectly, just about perfectly placed. There one, the other one was a tie-up between receiver and defender on a play that could have broken into a touchdown there here on this north end of the field. Carter Lindsey had a pass play of 7 yards as well from the passing situation there. Maddox Stein leads all receivers, 3 receptions for 41 yards. Church, 2 receptions for 24. Lindsey, a reception for 17. Baum, a reception for 9. Chambliss, a reception for 7. On the ground, Zayden Bromley, 10 carries, 65 yards, 2 TDs, leading the way. Chambliss had 8 carries for 17 yards. And Church, 7 carries for 7 yards on the evening. 21-17 at the half. When we come back, we will take a look at your ServPro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. Also, Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount, with the halftime adjustments coming up here at the half at Catlin Byerly Hageman Field. Salt Fork Storm down to the Clifton Central Comets, 21-17 here at the half. You're listening to our broadcast here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
When skies are threatening and watches or warnings are in play, listen for the ServPro Severe Skywatch Weather Bulletin. Contact ServPro at 443-0077 or go to ServProVermilionCounty.com. When severe weather breaks out, we break in with the ServPro Severe Weather Bulletin on Ileana's Weather Choice, WITY.
Back here at the half. It is a 21-17 lead for Clifton Central over Salt Fork. Let's take a look and see what else we've got out there. At the half up at Peyton Moss, it's a 7-0 lead for the Oakwood Comets, Will Schell.
Hey, Comets trying to get that seventh win. Two teams going at it right there.
over at Memorial Field. Westville leading Iroquois West at the half, 52-0. It's needless to say, 8 out of 9 regular season games with a running clock for the Westville Tigers. You've got Moments up on Georgetown Ridge Farm. Chrisman down to Ike Birch, 14-7 at the half. No update on Hoopston area, Armstrong, Potomac, and Watsika at this hour. No update on Danville, Peoria, Notre Dame. That one's going on up in Danville, up at Ned Weitzel. Paris losing to Casey Westfield by a tune of 17-8 at the half. That's a little closer than I think I anticipated. Unity up on Mount Vernon, 20-10. No updates on St. Joe Ogden, Pontiac, Monticello PBL, Rantoul IVC. Nobody wanting to update tonight, apparently. Or just really encapsulated their game. No update on Villa Grove ALAH. Over on the Indiana side, finals, Sullivan over South Vermillion, 70-14. Fountain Central over Park Heritage, 47-6. Good one in the fourth quarter down at Farmersburg. North Central, Covington tied at 20. Seeger up on Lafayette Central Catholic, 21-14. And then last check, it was 50-8. Frankton leading Benton Central. Benton Central looking to have their season end at 0-10. No update either on eight-man football action here tonight. I believe Milford also playing here tonight. If I'm not mistaken, that might be tomorrow. I don't know. I don't have all my wits. And, of course, you know, my computer only runs so fast. That's a look at your Surf Pro Vermilion and Champaign County scoreboard in Danville and Vermilion County. Call 217-443-0077. Surf Pro like it never even happened. Will Shell, Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler, has our halftime adjustments. You can call Dustin at 217-733-2154. Find him on North Main Street in Fairmount as you're entering town. And you've got two teams in a game, hard-fought battle. What do you see happening here coming into the locker room? Coming out of the locker room.
Yeah, I think, you know, one adjustment I'm looking at if I'm Salt Fork is just maybe tightening things up a little, executing a little better. They had those very costly penalties. They've had a few drop passes. That might be the difference between them losing by 4 right now and being tied. But they have been able to run the ball very, very well, and I think you can just, you got to hope you can just keep relying on Zayden Bromley, because as you said in the first half, it was the Zayden Bromley show. He has been electric. So I would keep running the offense through him if I'm Salt Fork. Clifton Central, I've noticed they've been loading the box. They're putting all their defenders up, you know, inside that tackle box on defense, trying to stop the running game. It hasn't worked. So I would wonder if they maybe drop some of those linebackers back a little, see if they can get a little better vision on when it's going to be a fake handoff, when Brownlee's keeping it himself. I think that might help. From Clifton Central, on offense, their passing game, their big plays, their explosive plays have been really, really good. So I'm wondering, though, if they think, you know, I don't think they're going to change anything on this first drive. I think they're going to keep doing what's worked. It's gotten them 21 points in the first half. But if they score a touchdown here on this first drive, go up by 2 scores, and then somehow get the ball back, do they then start thinking about slowing the pace down, trying to turn this into a time possession game, up multiple scores? We'll see if they get there. But those are the kind of things I'm looking at as we go into the second half.
A couple quick score updates. Peoria Notre Dame up on Danville, 30-13. Milford does play Danville Unity Christian, or Decatur Unity Christian tonight. No update on that, I don't believe, anyway. And then a 30-12 lead for Hoopston area on Watsika tonight in a battle of one-win teams there. Here, 21-17. Thanks for tuning in to the Store Halftime Show for your after-game celebrations. Head to the Store in downtown Catlin, or maybe it's your during-game celebrations. That's fine, too. We've got third quarter action coming up from Barley Hageman next on WITY.
Thanks for listening to the Store Halftime Show. There for your after-game celebrations in downtown Catlin. Second half is on the way next on WITY.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken bacon ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in store.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Attention bow hunters. This is Kurt from the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. Are you geared up for the season? Cole and the guys at Hunter's Haven and Champagne are ready to tune you up. From top-of-the-line bows to a wide selection of broadheads, they got everything you need to get ready for the season. Cole, Shane, and Trevor can set you up, giving you a personalized experience, ensuring you have complete confidence in your equipment walking into the woods. Hunter's Haven, a bow shop for the working class. Visit them at 1040 West Bloomington Road or check them out at huntershaven.net.
Join the Danville Symphony Orchestra and Danville High School Orchestra for their Halloween Night Spooktacular Concert. Come in costume, enjoy treats, and help figure out who done it in The Composer is Dead, a fun, interactive piece by Nathaniel Stuckey. Other music includes The Funeral March of the Marionette, Bach's Toccata and Fugue, selections from Encanto, and Night on Bald Mountain. Curtains open at 7 p.m. at Danville High School's Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. For tickets, visit danvillesymphony.org or call 217-443-5300.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Getting ready for third quarter action here at Byerly-Hageman Field. It's a 21-17 lead for Clifton Central here. Coming out of the locker room. Don't forget, Saturday Sports Connection tomorrow morning, 9:06, courtesy of ServPro of Vermilion County here on all of our platforms. And then we've got our special presentation of WITY Sports, your 2025 IHSA playoff pairing show tomorrow night from 7 to 9 on all of our platforms. I will just tell you, between those two shows, it shows interviews galore. You're going to hear a lot of audio that's not Chad Baker, and after a night like tonight, it's probably a good thing here. Kickoff, it's a clean one back to Salt Fork, taken, and that is brought back by Browning. By Downing, excuse me.
Pretty pedestrian kick return and coverage, but we will see if Salt Fork can have a long drive like they've had on multiple occasions this evening. Two resulting in a touchdown, one resulting in a 39-yard field goal. They trail by four.
So they come to the line, first and 10 from the 27s where they'll start.
Being backed up hasn't bothered them today.
The snap, a handoff. That is Church.
Yeah, Church is
the left side of the line. May have gotten back to the line of scrimmage here.
Yeah, I think that's where they're going to spot him, at the line of scrimmage. Stretch play to the outside. Clifton Central's defenders flowed with the play very well as he tried to get to the sideline. He didn't have any chance. So he was met by a swarm of defenders right at the line of scrimmage. So Church cannot get it going on the ground today. He's still stuck at 7 yards after eight carries.
Second and 10. From the shotgun, Bromley drops back, puts it up right over the middle for Stein. And heavy traffic. Stein drags it in. And, of course, he's easily noticeable in heavy traffic. 6'2", 210 is Maddox Stein.
Yeah, he's a big-body tight end. He's had an excellent night today in the passing game. He's just worked the middle of the field very well. He just finds those little open spots in the zone, and Bromley's actually been able to zip the ball in very well as his excellent night passing continues.
Pickup of 11. It's first and 10 from the 38. minute 15 off the clock here in third quarter action. Bromley under center sends Church in motion and gives to the lead back. That is number 33. That is Ali Abudaya. 5'7", 180-pound freshman. You have Ali Abudaya, and then you have Musa Abudaya, who's a junior. Musa's 6'3", 190. A little bit of a difference in size between 6'3", and 5'7", there, Will.
Yeah, there's definitely one big brother and little brother.
And there's still time for both to grow.
And the one thing you notice with Abadiah getting the carry there is that probably means Chambliss isn't coming back, which is too bad.
Pick up a 4 officially on the play, 2nd and 6. They're on to the outside.
Looks like it was Carter Lindsay this time. Unless Bromley kept it.
No, it wasn't Bromley.
Yeah, I think that was Carter Lindsay getting his first carry of the day.
So, going to get some new looks in there. Lindsay has had a pass, a run, and a reception now.
So, the trifecta is complete. It's 3rd and short. Big jumbled bunch formation for Salt Fork.
3rd and 2. Quarterback keeper up the middle, the push, and a stretch out across midfield. Wow.
Yeah, and the center got out. After he snapped it, he got it out to that second level quick. He shoved the linebacker into the ground, so he almost pancake blocked two people there. Made it an easy quarterback sneak for Bromley on that 3rd and 2.
4 yard. It was a 4 yard carry for Bromley.
Yeah, it's a big chunk for a quarterback sneak.
1st and 10 from midfield. Salt Fork down by 4. Lindsay in motion. And a handoff to Church. Can he turn the tide? The 40, the 35 goes out of bounds at the 34. Actually, favorable spot. The official standing at the 33 there. Pickup of 17 for Ian Church.
So Church finally breaks a big run. That's his first chunk yardage gain of the day. It was a run that kind of play that didn't work. They tried to go up the middle. Clifton Central bogged that down. Good push by their D-line, but Church was able to burst it outside. And a nice play by Derek Meyer just to force Ian Church out of bounds before he could turn it upfield for even more yards.
1st and 10 from the Clifton Central 33. Bromley under center. Hands off to Church going on the left side, and he's going to be dragged down at the 33. He gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Another time, they keep running this play where they send Church wide left, and it's just not working. They're not able to hook those edge defenders for Clifton Central, and he's just getting stymied every time he goes that direction. Church is only averaging 2.4 yards a carry, and it would have been under 1 yard a carry had it not broken out that 17-yard run just a couple plays ago.
2nd and 10. Under 8.5 here in the third. Bromley drops back, puts it up across the middle, connects. This time with Lindsay.
So Lindsay gets his second catch of the day. 9-yard pickup. Good steady quarterback play there by Bromley as he was in the pocket as its pressure started to collapse on him. The pocket starts to shrink. They only had 3 receivers out in the play, but he finds an open Carter Lindsay over the middle of the field.
So 3rd and 1. Church in motion. And Bromley on the quarterback keeper going to run the option. Keeps it for himself. Gets up to the 20 for the first down. Pick up a 4.
So Bromley's still working it with his legs. He's made good reads on these option plays. He's handing it to the running back when he should, pulling it, keeping it to himself.
184 yards of total offense between Bromley's arm and Bromley's legs. He's definitely making a serious case for the chain.
He sure is.
And he may make it well enough stat-wise that even if they would lose, controversy may sleep in. Bromley, quarterback keeper at the left side. Maybe forward progress might get a yard. That's going to be dependent. Now they're going to go back to the line of scrimmage here.
Yeah, they're going to mark him right at the line of scrimmage. Again, to the left side, just not working too well for Salt Fork. But this is reminiscent of their first drive of the game where they had a long field to go, and they are marching their way down the field methodically. The clock is still running. We're about halfway through the third quarter here with the ball on the 20-yard line.
Church in motion. Bromley back that tipped and almost intercepted there as it was tipped right in front of Stein. Good job by, I believe that was Everett Bailey.
That's one of the better pass defenses we've seen from the Comets tonight. Bromley had time in the pocket. He tried to force it into Stein. Stein is that big-bodied tight end, and again, right over the middle of the field. This time they finally get their hand on the ball to break up a pass play, one of the few incompletions of the evening.
This started at the 27-yard line of Salt Fork. It's at the 20 of Clifton Central, 3rd and 10. Bromley, quarterback keeper up the left side, and he collapses, maybe picked up a half a yard.
Again, he fakes the handoff to Ian Church. Church is moving to his right. Bromley goes to his left. Man, he is met rudely at the line of scrimmage.
Not a lot that they're able to do out there without that flexibility that Jameson Chambliss provides. And so now they find themselves in a 4th and 10 situation.
And I think we're going to get another field goal attempt.
Field goal attempt. Ian Church to hold. This one will be a 42-yard attempt. The snap, it's down, it's up, and that one's going to fall way short. And that's going to be taken at the 4. Will they run it back? Up the sideline, they've got one man to beat. Cuts it out corner, and that is a big save there by number 25. That is Braden Pasquale.
Yeah, that was a weird play. So the kick, I think it might have even gotten tipped because Tremel didn't get anything on it. Derek Miner, the receiver, defensive back, was able to just catch the kick, which is a live ball. He's able to return it. He catches it probably about the 5-yard line. And then just goes right up the left sideline. He makes a couple juke moves, and he forces his way all the way down the field. The refs are discussing something. I'm not sure what. Coach Persey doesn't look amused with the decision by the refs.
They're starting to walk back towards this end of the field here.
Can you not advance the kick?
Is this a, I'll say a, we know you can in college. Anybody that is a Auburn fan or an Alabama fan sadly knows that. We know you can in the pros. I think Devin Hester can even let you know that.
I wonder if it, because it got
tipped? Or was it Peanut Tillman? You're the Bears fan.
Hester had one and Nathan Vasher had the real
one. Vasher, okay. So this is going to go back
to where he fielded the kick. It was a field goal attempt. It wasn't a kickoff or a punt. It was just a odd-looking field goal attempt.
Was it a penalty? Do we know? Was there a... They're going to replay the down.
Like they're going to replay the down.
They're going to replay the down.
It's five yards closer.
A penalty against Clifton Central and all this. So, with all that going on,
it's going to be 4th and 5. We'll see if they actually go for it or if they kick another field goal here.
I didn't see a flag.
I didn't either. And now the refs are talking some more.
you have Clifton Central coaches out on the field, not providing much resistance here. So now we got 4th and 5. And there again, that's also something we don't normally see. So, yeah, we continue to just have things that can't be explained.
So with the 5 yards gained on the penalty,
they're gonna go for it here. 4th and 5, trips right, single receiver to left, Bromley from the shotgun. Low snap, Bromley is going to roll out, feel the pressure. He's going to go for it, and he's going to be short.
He was hit really, really hard.
Yeah,
he's slow to get up.
He is up on upright. But you could tell he's going to feel it tomorrow.
He got walloped, and I don't think it's going to be for enough because he is short of the sticks.
He's at the 12. He needed the 10. So pick up a 3.
Yeah, it was a pass attempt. They did not have a ton of receivers out in the route. It looked like 3 again. That's kind of been the magic number for the Salt Fork Storm. Brownlee just had to scramble for it with nobody open and some pressure coming down his throat. And he couldn't scramble for enough. But Brownlee's still going to stay out there and play corner, so he's not hurt too bad.
5:06 left to go in the third quarter. First play from offense for Clifton Central in the half. And, of course, that offense has not been on the field in a long time here as breaking through and heading up the sideline, getting pushed out of bounds is number 11. That is Derek Meyer. And he's been a little bit of a playmaker here tonight.
Yeah, Derek Meyer has had some explosive plays.
He's out at the 44 to pick up a 33 on the play. That was a 13 and out for Salt Fork that took just 6 seconds shy of 7 minutes off the clock.
Yeah, that could end up being costly for Salt Fork to use that much clock and come away with nothing. No field goal, no touchdown. Now Salt Fork's got the ball driving it with an opportunity to go up 2 scores.
Trips left, single receiver to the right. The handoff to Cox up the middle, and he is inching closer to midfield. In fact, he's going to be there. 6-yard pickup. Explosive offense in the very, very limited time we've seen him tonight here for Clifton Central. In fact, 4, 7, 8. 10. They have ran 12 offensive plays this evening and still find themselves up 21-17. Kickoff return for a touchdown, and five-play drive has really helped them out here this evening. Handoff. And second effort was a pretty good push there. That's going to be, a first down.
Yeah, they're going to move the chains. Say, right when they got the handoff, I didn't think that was going to go anywhere, but just a real good keeping your leg churning run to get the first down.
It's a pickup of 6. Did we see, was that Cox again?
It was either Cox or Bailey.
I think
our sight line isn't great.
The official stats will correct us later. Trips left, single receiver to the right. They'll move Cox in motion here. Bailey's going to get the carry, and he's going to be met in the backfield.
About 5 different Salt Fork defenders hit him for about a loss of 1 or 2, pending the spot. Looks like Clifton Central slowing things down just a smidge, but as explosive as some of their skill players are, I feel like they can score on just about any play they have the ball.
So second and 11. Shule drops back. Sails it across the middle over the fingertips of Blake Chandler.
Yeah, Chandler kind of ran a hook route right over the middle. He actually looked like to me he had Derek Meyer open on a drag route as he was moving from his right to left. Meyer was wide open. I'm not sure where he was in the read progression there, but if he would have hit Meyer there, he might have been running for a while. Instead, he tries to work the middle of the field unsuccessfully.
First incompletion for Shule this evening after four completions in a row to start his night. Twins left, single receiver to the right. Cox the deep back. Shule looks to go downfield, puts it up down the sideline, and connects. And into the end zone for the touchdown is Derek Meyer. Any flags on the play? No.
Just a straight go route for Derek Meyer. He was wide receiver way out to the left. He just runs a go route down the sideline, burns the cornerback who was on him. Easy throw for Shule as he hits Derek Meyer, who's shown some explosiveness tonight. He just hasn't hit pay dirt until right there.
46 yards through the air. On for the extra point is Chandler. Snap. It's down. It's up. And it's good. With 2:50 left to go in the third, it's 28-17. Clifton Central, 30 seconds off, and we'll be back with kickoff of your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Shule to Meyer, 46-yard touchdown reception through the air. And it was Chandler with the extra point, capping off a six-play, 89-yard drive. After all the shenanigans of that last drive for Salt Fork, that cost Clifton Central some field position thanks to a penalty in there. And Clifton Central extends their lead, biggest of the game. It's 11-28-17 with 2:50 left to go here in the third.
Yeah, I think that turn of events is big for this game, especially the way Salt Fork offense has been tonight. Chad, they've been so methodical and slow. Now they're down two scores. Does this force them to pick up the pace? Do they throw it a little more? Or do they say, we still have 2 minutes 50 in the third quarter and all the fourth quarter to try and get two scores back? My other worry for Salt Fork is Clifton Central's offense has been scoring quickly. Their skill position players have been able to get big gashing plays. So if you give Clifton Central the ball back, you're going to have to really buckle down on defense if you're Salt Fork, because it just seems like any play when they can get the ball to Derek Meyer or Bailey or Cox, they could break it for a big one. So this is going to be a little interesting game management here for Salt Fork, because I don't know if they can afford an 8-minute drive here. And if they have an 8-minute drive, they have to come away with points. And I don't even think a field goal would do it, because then you'd still have to get the touchdown and extra point. So this is crunch time here for Salt Fork. They're going to have to get on the board, and they're going to have to do it somewhat efficiently.
16 offensive plays in this game for the Comets, 5 of them on that drive. There's the kickoff. That's going to be taken by Downing at the 20. Nice little run back there. Not as good as the one he had earlier, but they're again showing some speed out there. And definitely going to have some nice ones before it's said and done. He is a freshman. They're excited about him and what possibility he's going to bring to the squad. As we mentioned, it is senior night. 7 seniors on the Salt Fork squad, but 9 juniors, 9 sophomores, 10 freshmen. The future definitely looks bright. This is a little more seasoned Clifton Central squad. 9 seniors, 10 juniors, 9 sophomores, 11 freshmen on the roster. So first and 10 from the 30. Zayden Bromley, quarterback keeper up the right, the left side, excuse me.
He's going to pick up a decent chunk of yards, and that's sure enough for the first down. No, it's about 5.
He now has 15 carries, 78 yards. He's been the principal ball carrier tonight, in addition to having 111 passing yards.
So Salt Fork still maintaining their pace that they've run all night. Huddling.
Bromley back, puts it up.
Ooh.
And in heavy double coverage, Maddox Stein. Ball looked like maybe it was thrown behind him just a little bit.
Yes, and all the Bromley's 9 for 14. It's a deep, deep pass. Stein, the big-bodied tight end, right, working the middle of the field. This time he couldn't quite reel it in, but he was double-covered. He was the only receiver in the vicinity, and the Comets had him blanketed well. So good defense by the Comets.
Third and 5, trips right, timeout on the field. Salt Fork will talk about it. With a minute 57 left in the third, facing a 3rd and 5, it is Clifton Central 28, Salt Fork 17. This is your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roughing Dog Mobile Studio on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
28-17 Clifton Central coming out of the timeout here. The Salt Fork Storm facing a 3rd and 5 coming up.
They're saying it's getting to crunch time here for Salt Fork. I know they have the whole fourth quarter ahead, but their offense has just been so methodical today.
Bromley from the shotgun. We'll send Church in motion across the line. Bromley on the left side of the line, and he's going to break free. And he's off into the open field. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Zayden Bromley, 65 yards on the quarterback keeper. Third touchdown of the evening, and Salt Fork back in it.
What a run by Bromley again. They fake the handoff to Ian Church, and that fools the Comets defenders again. Bromley takes it up to the outside and then cuts it back to the middle of the field, works his way all the way back to the right sideline. Comet defenders trying to drag him down on the 1 or 2 yard line. Couldn't get there in time. Bromley's amazing day continues after that 65-yard sprint into the end zone.
For a team that's been taking their time all evening, there was nothing slow about that one there. Going for 2, Bromley puts it up and does not connect, intended for Stein. Minute 45 left in the third. It is Clifton Central 28, Salt Fork 23. Back in 30 seconds for kickoff in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
70-yard drive, Bromley, 65-yard touchdown run on the quarterback keeper there on the fake, and Bromley to Stein, an extra point conversion on the 2-point conversion, no good. It is a 28-23 game. Clifton Central in the lead, minute 45 left in the third. Bromley, 143 yards on 16 carries. three touchdowns. He's got a 9-14 passing, 111 yards through the air. But still needing more here. Trimble to kick. And we need the Salt Fork defense to hunker down here. It's the kick taken back at the 5 and brought back up to the 28-yard line by Blake Chandler.
Kind of a knuckleball kick there from Tremel. Tough to receive, but they did cleanly and gets it up to the 27-yard line. So we'll see if the explosive plays continue. And the way Clifton Central looks tonight, it just seems like that's just how their offense is going to be. They have not had a long, methodical drive. They've just got the ball into their talented players, and they've scored quickly.
First and 10, handoff up the middle. This is Bailey. Pickup of 1. Oops. He has 5 carries, 5 yards this evening.
Looks like Clifton Central's slowing it down a little, huddling, taking a little bit more time to break the huddle.
In motion, Meyer to the right side. Flip to Cox. He gets out into open area, but not much beyond that.
Yeah, is this your standard sweep pitch play? Cox tried to break it outside. He couldn't get outside of the blocker he had out there. It's a good play by the Salt Fork defender just to force him into the tackler.
Pick up a 4. He goes over 50 yards rushing on the evening. 30 seconds left. I'll have to take one more play here.
Third and 6. Shule's been a great passer all season. They've only had 6 attempts in this game. An obvious passing down.
Shule puts it up. Did he reel it in?
Refs are going to say it wasn't the most accurate pass again. That looked like it was a little short, and Meyer had to go catch it down at his feet. An excellent catch by Meyer. Oh, no, they're going to say incomplete.
Incomplete.
And I'm not surprised because that ball looked like it was thrown to his shoelaces. And this will be the first time I think we'll see the Comets punter.
Second time.
Thank you.
He had it on that third and the 3 and out to open the game. And had a good kick. Good foot. This one will not take as favorable of a roll, and it'll be downed at the 40. As we end third quarter play here at Byerly-Hageman, 12 minutes left in regulation. It's a 5-point lead for Clifton Central. Back in 1 minute. On your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
As a grandmother, you know what it takes to make memories with your grandkids. But did you know that 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep creating special moments that will never be forgotten.
I love you, Grandma.
Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
I'm here with Corey Swanson, owner of The Roofing Dog. One of the main things about your company is you don't subcontract out any of your work.
No, we don't hire any outside crews to do our work. I'm personally on every job site along with my son Keenan and our great group of guys. I've always taken great pride when a homeowner puts their trust in me to do their roof. I personally install their roof to make sure everything is perfect.
Roofing projects from large to small, call The Roofing Dog.
Call 355-ROOF. The Roofing.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
We open with a 1st and 10 from the 40 for Salt Fork, down by 5. The handoff to Abudaya up the middle.
He's not going to get too many yards there. Maybe one or two.
Looks like three.
Well, now we'll see what Salt Fork wants to do here. Down by five. The Zayden Brownlee show continues as he's broke that 65-yard touchdown run on their last possession.
Plays and time of possession have far and away favored Salt Fork, but the scoreboard has said otherwise.
So a wide receiver screen there to Ian Church. It's going to do the opposite of what they wanted as it loses a yard or two. Clifton Central was ready for that as Church can't break any tackles.
So back to a second and third and nine from the 41.
Say Church got out of bounds on that one as he lost a yard. Third and nine, I'd expect Brownlee to maybe use his feet.
Brownlee puts it up downfield and just sails it over Baum.
Baum was covered tightly by Derek Meyer on that play. So Brownlee incomplete there.
Since starting 6 for 6, Brownlee has completed only 4 of 10 passes.
That was going to be a tough one to complete. Really good coverage. Deep, deep pass. Little post pattern there for Baum. And
for 26 yards in that span as well. So a third and out for Salt Fork. First time this evening. Trimmel punts it.
Say a short punt. Not what Salt Fork wanted. Clifton Central is going to get the ball back with some very good field position here. So after we've seen a lot of offense and a lot of explosive plays, we've gotten back-to-back three and outs, back-to-back punts. Clifton Central will get the ball back with 11 minutes, 3 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, and they hold on to a 5-point lead.
They had Trimble lined up for a punt earlier, and it was a direct snap that ended up turning out very well for Salt Fork. So first punt of the evening for Trimble. So brings up first and 10 from the Clifton Central 45. Shule under center, takes the snap, handoff. And that is Bailey.
That's some more power football for Clifton Central.
Pickup of 3.
Bailey plugging away, trying to get up to 10 yards rushing tonight.
Working on it. He's had 8.
Clifton Central got all their skill position players spread out wide.
Trips left, single receiver to the right. Shule, the handoff to Cox, and breaking through the line and coming back to wrap him up was Cale Boyd.
Yeah, Boyd made a really nice play. Right before the ball was snapped, I saw Derek Meyer in the slot giving a hand signal to his quarterback. I think he wanted to check out of that, maybe do another quick receiver screen or get him the ball. He liked where the defender was on him. Instead, quarterback Brady Shule didn't see it, and that might have cost them something there because they lost a handful of yards on that pitch play off to the right.
Third and 9. Salt Fork defense needs a big play here. Twins right, single receiver to the left from the pistol. Shule drops back, puts it up across the middle, connects. Reeling it in is Rowling.
So Rowling finally gets another catch after he caught a touchdown earlier in the game, and that came in a very big spot on a 3rd and 9. Clifton Central needed that to keep this drive alive, keep the ball out of the hands of Salt Fork and Zayden Brownlee, who are looking to try and close this 5-point deficit that they have. So big first down catch by Andrew Rawling and a sharp pass by Brady Shule.
70 yards receiving for Rawling on three receptions. He does have a touchdown the evening. First and 10 from the Salt Fork 38. Shule drops back, play action, puts it up over the middle and connects with Blake Chandler. Stops, stutters, gets in for the touchdown.
So Blake Chandler, the tight end, just another seam route. I'm not sure if any defender knew where he was. He was so wide open. That couldn't have been an easier pass for Shule. And another quick strike touchdown for the Comets.
34-23, pending the extra point. In a game that has been a quarterback battle, and right now, Shule, the edge up on Bromley. High snap, it's down, it's up, and it is good. Still a lot of time left on that clock. 8:48 left to play. Clifton Central by a dozen, 35-23. We'll take 30 seconds off. Back for kickoff on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship. Foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Well, it was a four play, 55 yard drive. Shule to Chandler, 38 yards through the air. Chandler's extra point makes it 35-23 with 8:48 left. Shule has 7 of 9 passing, 163 yards, 3 touchdowns, all to 3 different receivers here tonight. Kickoff taken by Church up the sideline. Nice little return. He's up to the 35.
There is a flag coming in. We'll have to see who it is on. I didn't see a penalty from up here, but we'll see who it's on. Coach Percy says it's on the Salt Fork Storm. And it looks like they're going to march them off. Yep. It's another penalty. Not a ton of penalties in this game either way, but when I've seen them, it's cost Salt Fork more. This is going to give them a longer field here. Down 12 points with 8 minutes to go, so they're going to need a quick score to get back into this thing.
Starting out from the 25, first and 10. Bromley, a little misdirection in backfield. Church gets across the line and picks up two.
Church's pedestrian day continues. He's just not been able to get much going. Credit to the Clifton Central defense to keeping Church in check.
They must have seen him on a lot of game film because they have accounted for just about every move. Sans the 17-yard run earlier. Other than that, he's had 9 yards, and that would be on 10 carries. So that 17-yard reel off was a real big shot in the arm for him today. Second and 8 as we pass by the 8-minute mark left in regulation here. Bromley taking time, looking downfield. Little put-up pass, throws it away.
Yeah, smart play by Bromley just to throw that away. He was not seeing anyone open, and there wasn't one. Really good coverage by Clifton Central. They're keeping all the receivers in front of them. That's really good defense with a 2-score lead in the fourth quarter. You're probably, if you're Coach Percy, if you're the defensive coordinator, you're probably just saying, hey, keep everybody in front. If they catch it, wrap them up, keep them in bounds.
You've got 3rd and 8. You're listening to WITY Danville. Chad Baker, Will Schell on the call with you here. 7:51 left to go in the fourth quarter. 35-23, Clifton Central in the lead. Salt Fork with a 3rd and 8. Bromley under center. Drops back. Play action. Puts it up. Downfield for Maddox Stein. Just too high, too far.
Yeah, so another incompletion there.
Third
in a
row. Are
starting to pile up for Bromley here in the second half. Interesting little thing. There was a 5-2 defender, Jake Palmateer, on the tight end, Maddox Stein, who is a large fella. Maddox is 6'2", so a whole foot difference there. But Palmateer stuck to him like glue and forced the incompletion. And it's going to force Salt Fork to punt.
Nice punt from Tremel here. Punted it towards the sideline, but does not go out of bounds, and it's downed at the 36 of Clifton Central. Saturday Sports Connection tomorrow morning, 9:06 a.m. For the week that was, the week that will be in area sports. We'll hear from Joshua Stirwalt, one of the members of the Heritage Cross Country team. Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare with our sports and wellness segment. And a special guest. Coach doesn't even know about this. We'll sneak that in. That's tomorrow morning, 9:06 on all of our platforms. 1st and 10 from the 37. By the way, Coach should be back this week. We anticipate him. He said he would be. So hand off up the middle and a little stretch out on a wrap-up by Bailey.
It looks like
he lost a yard just trying to salvage what he can. He is having a similar evening as what Church is. Bailey, 7 carries, 7 yards.
Yeah, he just hasn't been able to get much going in the running game tonight. It's mostly been Evan Cox in the running game.
2nd and 12. Shule from the shotgun. Trips right. It's going to drop back. Puts it up down the field. And
what a catch by Blake Chandler.
Wow. Blake Chandler in great coverage by, is that Levi Strange? Kate Smith. I don't even know who that was.
Chandler kind of ran a long, slow drag route deep over the defenders, but he was defended well. An excellent pass from Shuley. Got a lot of air under it. Ball coming down, and Chandler was able to ring that in. That was an incredible pass. Incredible catch, and even good coverage, like you're saying, Chad.
Ali Abadiah, that he had an arm hand in front of him, and Chandler still reeled it in. Looking downfield, and another connection. And this one's going to go untouched in for the touchdown, 34 yards.
So another touchdown for Andrew Rowling. He just runs a deep dig route, no one even near him. After he caught the ball, he had a good yards after the catch, probably had about 15 yards to run it in. Makes one defender miss, and then he was into the end zone untouched. Brady Shule now really getting it cooking here in the second half. That's his 4th passing touchdown. That's Rowling's 2nd receiving touchdown. And now the Clifton Comets offense is cooking here late in the fourth quarter.
That they are on for the extra point, Chandler. It's down. It's up. It's good. And with 6:16 left in regulation, it's 42-23 Clifton Central. 30 seconds off, back for kickoff. Your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Yeah, okay.
So it was a 34-yard touchdown pass from Shule to Rowling. As I'm getting caught back up here, everything's boom, boom, boom. Shule to Rowling.
Yeah, so now it's 42-23, 6:16 left to go in the game.
Chandler had the extra point. It was a three-play, 64-yard drive.
And that's just kind of how it's been for the Comets offense. When they get the ball, they score quick.
And they make it look effortless. So that one goes out of bounds, so we'll bring it out to the 35.
Not what you want when you're up by 19 points is to kick the ball, have your kickoff go out of bounds, and give Salt Fork good field position.
Four touchdown passes from Brady Shule, 227 yards on 9 of 11 passing. Getting it done. And, of course, the first half he was overshadowed by the play of Zayden Bromley, the Salt Fork quarterback, but that has cooled off here in the second half as the senior Shule, the sophomore Bromley, have had a show tonight. Little flip to Church on the sweep.
Nice play by
three or four
Derek Meyer. Coming off the edge as a cornerback to make that tackle. Meyer doing it on both sides of the ball, as you often see here at this level. A lot of two-way starters.
If Salt Fork's going to make a run here, they're going to have to speed up what they've been slowing down the entire contest.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, Chad. They can't be huddling up and snapping the ball with 10 seconds left on the play clock, which is exactly about what they're doing here.
Church in motion. Quarterback keeper up the middle. He playing Houdini. Gets over to the sideline.
Say, he tried to go right up the middle. He breaks a couple tackles and ends up taking it to his right, getting it up for a first down. So, very nice run by Zayden Bromley as his ground attack has stayed steady here in the second half, as is, even though his passing attack has slowed down.
Picked up 13. He's got 156 yards rushing on the evening. Popped it up downfield and connects! And in for the touchdown! Julian Baum! 49-yard touchdown pass from Bromley. Salt Fork not down yet.
Yeah, 58-yard touchdown pass, or a 49-yard touchdown pass. Two receivers in the area. Baum just comes down with it and somehow gets his way into the end zone. There was defenders all around him. A wonky-looking play there. At the beginning of it, I thought Rowling intercepted it. I think Rowling almost thought he had his hands on it, but he didn't. Falls into the receiver's hands, and he goes right into the end zone.
It's down, it's up, it is good. 5:06 left to go. Salt Fork inching back. It is a 42-30. Clifton Central lead, 30 seconds off, back for kickoff. Your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Three-play, 65-yard drive. Bromley to Baum, 49 yards through the air. Trimble's extra point makes it 42-30. 5:06 left to go here in regulation. Bromley needed that one. He had three incompletions in a row. He has struggled in the second half. That was his fourth completion against nine passes just here in the second half. But That puts him at 159 yards passing this evening, first touchdown passing this evening. And he has, by himself, 315 yards of total offense this evening.
Yep, impressive performance by Bromley. Both quarterbacks shining here tonight.
An onside kick. And it's recovered by Clifton Central. Clifton Central still with the big lead here. We're going to see a flip of what we saw in that first half. Clifton Central's going to play slowed down tempo, and we're going to see Salt Fork work to try to go against the clock here to try to get some points with two scores down and just 5:04 left to work with.
I was wondering last Clifton Central's last possession if they were going to slow it down. They didn't. They just went for the big play, and they got it, and it worked, and they got another touchdown. I'm sure they weren't expecting a three-play explosion like that from Salt Fork, but we'll see what they do here. We'll see if they change up what they've done all night.
Clifton Central 43 is where they start. First and 10. They're going to hand it off up the middle. That is Bailey.
So
up
Bailey
to the 46. Pick up a three.
Bailey, despite not having a ton of success running the ball, he has run it hard. He's doing what he needs to for his team, just taking some carries.
And we have an offsides. There's a hard snap by Shule. And Bailey on that last run clears double digits for the first time this evening. 8 carries, 10 yards.
.443 left to go. Comets up 12.
Official raising the roof.
I don't know what that symbol actually means. I know it means raise the roof in normal context.
On the dance floor, that's raise the roof.
I didn't know I needed my ref.
I did not know we would have
book.
I did not know we'd have a Luther Campbell reference here this evening, but yet here we are. Second and one. And they will reel off clock. All of a sudden, we've got a 45-second play clock.
I don't know why we've done that. Thrilled about that. I don't know how that came about. They must have blown the roof off of the play clock the first time and gave him a new one.
Hand off up the middle. That's Bailey. Check that. No, that's Cox.
Cox falls forward for half a yard.
Yeah.
They're not going to move the chains. So it'll be third and very short.
So is there an unknown rule that I don't know about that all of a sudden in week 9 of the IHSA season in the fourth quarter we go to a longer play clock?
I couldn't answer for you.
I could have sworn every other time it's been 24 seconds. So maybe I've called too many games without play clocks this year because there are a couple of fields that don't have them here.
Maybe the refs are just hungry. Maybe they want to go.
They want to get over to the store before they close.
They want to go to the store tonight.
Run by Bailey makes it first down, and
I wonder if Salt Fork. I know they burned one timeout earlier. I wonder if they'll try and use some. Kind of use them now or don't. And if Clifton Central can get another first down, they could probably ice this thing.
There's the handoff. Bailey up to the 42. Pick up a two. He's had half of his over half of his yards here in the last three carries. And we've got quad Quince to the right, single receiver to the left. Now they'll move to the right here. Shule puts it up, and oh, almost intercepted. Good job by Blake Trimble to get in the way of that one, knock it away, almost intercepted by Church.
That's an interesting play call to me. Why you wouldn't just run the ball again and try to run some more clock, maybe make them use a timeout. I don't understand.
Only the third incompletion for Shule
throwing
tonight.
It here.
They're wanting to hurry to get that extra first down in. And they should have just been doing their, going about their business here. Shule puts it up and connects. First down and then cutting back. And this is going to be a touchdown unless if Bromley can save it. He cannot. 42 yards. And the exclamation point to Blake Chandler.
Well, Chandler gets on the board with another tutty. And the offensive fireworks continue. I was wondering if Chandler would just take a slide somewhere on the 4 or 5 yard line, keep the clock ticking. I don't think there's enough time with the lead that they have for Salt Fork to come back, but you open the door for them to get a big play, onside kick. Couldn't, wildly unlikely, but that is now a possibility, I guess.
Extra point is good. Minute 51 left in regulation. 49-30, Clifton Central in the lead. Back for kickoff in 30 seconds on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studio on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
It was a 5-play, 57-yard drive. It was Shule to Chandler for the 42-yard touchdown pass. And Chandler with the extra point. Second time they've connected this evening. 5 touchdown passes for Shule. 269-yard on 10 of 13 passing here this evening. Chandler to kick. And it's taken back at the 19. And brought up to about the 31-yard line, 32-yard line. So Salt Fork, minute 43. We'll try to make it memorable at the very least here, but Clifton Central, too much tonight. They'll go to 8-1. Salt Fork, 5-4. And watching with the rest of us to see if they'll make it in to the playoffs tomorrow after 8 p.m. Timeout on the field for Clifton Central. And speaking of that, Saturday, we will have our 2025 IHSA Playoff Pairing Show, WITY Sports presentation, special presentation. That'll be from 7 to 9. We'll talk with Coach Guy Goodlove from Westville, Coach Mark Dodd from BHRA, Coach Cameron Lee from Oakwood will all be joining us. Second hour, me and Joe Anglim and I, we'll be reeling off the announcements here. So and then we'll be announcing 1A through 5A and then talking about all the pairings here on all of our platforms, tomorrow night, 7 to 9, in real time. We'll also have the playback later on in the evening online at WITYradio.com if you don't catch it the first time. 49-30, first and 10, Salt Fork. Bromley going to drop back, and he's going to be sacked for the first time this evening back at the 23-yard line, loss of 9. Pocket just collapsed. Only his second loss of yardage tonight. Second and 20. 19. A handoff. This is Church. And he goes out of bounds at the 29. Pickup of 6. He has 32 yards rushing on the evening. Is sure a little bit of a disappointing night for him. We've got the UHAS Diagnostics post-game show coming up. Take a look at final stats. We'll announce our State Farm agent, Ross Webb. Ross is boss of the game. Surf Pro Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. All to come here. Once the final 47 seconds tick off the clock. Third and 12. Bromley puts it up, connects, and Baum almost has his head taken off. By Bailey. It's a pickup of 7. And we will go to the handshake line as this one goes to final. 49-30. Clifton Central moves to 8-1. Salt Fork to 5-4. We've got our UHAS Diagnostics post-game show coming up in 2 minutes here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
No matter your age, it's important to keep an eye on your health, and one of the best ways to do that is staying up to date on screenings and vaccinations. This can help detect illnesses in their earliest, most curable stages or prevent them altogether. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including screenings and vaccinations, for every stage of life. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary.
OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Welcome to the UHOS Diagnostics Postgame Show. Having trouble getting out of the lot? Call UHOS Diagnostics on the mobile line at 217-260-3339 and get rolling safer than when you came in. UHOS Diagnostics. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center.
It's a final here at Salt Fork. Clifton Central pulls away in the second half. But, man, it was a quarterback battle tonight here, and one that you don't see at the high school level too often. It was a 49-30 victory tonight for the Clifton Central Comets, going to 8-1, and the Salt Fork Storm, hard luck 5-4, but it was not for the lack of resilience, because Zayden Bromley really had an evening here tonight. Let's take a look at the stats here, starting with the Salt Fork Storm. Going to 5-4, Zayden Bromley, 12 of 20 passing, 166 yards, one touchdown. Yeah, Carter Lindsay, 1-for-1 with a 7-yard pass. It was spread out pretty good, too. A lot of receivers found tonight. Maddox Stein, 4-for-52. You had Baum, 3-for-65 for a touchdown. Ian Church, 3-for-23, Carter Lindsay, 2-for-26, Jameson Chambliss, 1-for-7. On the ground, it was Zayden Bromley, 18 carries, 147 yards, 3 touchdowns. He had Ian Church, 11 carries for 32, Jameson Chambliss, 8 carries for 17, Ali Abadiah with 2 carries for 7 yards, and Carter Lindsay a carry for 4 yards. Lindsay had a pass completion, a reception, and a rush this evening, which is a kind of a neat intricacy. So there again, that's been an interesting evening for the Storm. You had Bromley as a overall on his evening, 313 total yards from scrimmage and total offense here this evening. Clifton Central Comets, Brady Shule, 10 for 13 through the air, 269 yards, 5 touchdowns. He is our State Farm agent, Ross Webb, Ross's boss of the game. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross, 217-443-1500. Save money and stay covered like a boss. Shule had just the 3 receivers he threw passes to tonight. Andrew Rowling had 4 receptions for 114 yards and a touchdown. Chandler, 3 receptions for 108 yards, 2 TDs. Meyer, 3 receptions for 55 yards and a TD. Leading rusher was Evan Cox, 6 carries for 49 yards and a TD. Meyer, 2 for 36. Bailey, 10 carries, 15 yards, and Shule, a carry for negative 2. As we're rejoined by Will Schell, I tell you, Will, you know, we saw just about everything tonight. We saw a 15-minute first quarter. We saw a 46-minute second quarter. We saw 6 touchdowns scored in the second quarter. We saw a lot of back and forth through this game. We saw onside kick, fake punt. we've seen inexplainable, indescribable, and a little bit of everything. Lots of bag of trick type stuff here this evening. And here we are with a 49-30 win that I don't know that I think we learned a lot about both teams. I think the end result was probably what we had anticipated at the beginning of the game. But we find ourselves with probably just the same amount of questions and answers as we had going in.
Yeah, I think maybe one thing we can really solidify is the passing attack for Clifton Central is as good as advertised. they really were firing all cylinders, especially in the second half. Five TD passes in a high school game is fairly impressive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought Salt Fork, especially in the first half, they really brought it. I thought their game plan was wise. I think they kind of knew they're going to have to manage the clock to stay in it. Second half, I really thought the turning point was when Salt Fork didn't score on that long drive, and then Clifton Central came right back and scored on one of their patented quick burst scores that really set the tone for the second half. So we saw kind of what we expected, but it just took us a little while to get there. But once we did, I think Clifton Central's offense really shined.
Yeah, and there again, we saw some great play. I think it can't go unstated that in this this contest here, even though he wasn't really racking up the yards, noticeably missing was Jameson Chambliss. You know, had that injury left. It really changed the dynamic of what they were looking to do on offense, the Salt Fork Storm. They ended up having a situation where I think they felt maybe like they had to rely on Bromley. He was the one that was getting it done. Church was trying out there and was just not finding the holes, or the holes were not developing for him. Bromley, with that little quick burst of speed, making some things happen, also making it work with his arm. And I tell you, you know, for sophomore quarterback, you know, efficiency, speed, accuracy, I mean, he's putting it right there into the numbers, right in the hands. He is going to be a force to be reckoned with here, junior and senior year, the next couple of years, if he stays healthy. Of course, he continues to develop, but he's going to be very, very special. They got to build around him, though. You know, he's not going to be able to be Houdini by himself out there. So you got to wonder, you know, what they're going to end up having here. And then Salt Fork's always had seemingly a riches of talent. Injuries have always been a big deal heading down the stretch. So you got to wonder, you know, how they can, what they can do. And, of course, with it being a 1A school, smaller school, you know, developing a line, your line's not always going to be the biggest out there, strongest. You got, I mean, obviously you got guys in the weight room. You got some guys that are part of that great wrestling program that they co-op with Oakwood with. But I tell you, you know, I don't have an answer for it here, you know. I know that, you know, you have to have a lot of things fall into your lap when you're a 1A school anyway. And you have a couple different ways you can go. You can get beefy. You can get, you know, some big guys to block and get you some time, or you can go quick. You know, you can get some speedier linemen and make some things happen on the field. If you put 11 guys that can sprint out there, if it gets you to an area where, you know, you're going to make some things happen out on the field, hey, more power to you. I don't know what the answer is here, but I do know that they've got a pretty good base for a guy that's going to be here for the next couple of years, and they're going to be able to have some nice play out of him if he stays healthy.
Yeah, you mentioned it too earlier in the broadcast, even in the pregame show. This is a young Salt Fork team, mm-hmm. and this quarterback, Zayden Bromley, is a sophomore. He's 6'1", 172. That's a big-bodied quarterback. That's like the measurables you want to see kind of in the bigger levels of football. And you're going to give him two more years in the weight room? Mm-hmm. I mean, huge upside here. And this was still a 5-1 team. This wasn't a team scraping the bottom of the conference. This team has had a really solid season, and there's going to be some building blocks. Let's hope they get into the playoffs. We'll give them an extra week of practicing, get them that experience of being in the playoffs. You know, having been in the playoffs 20 years ago myself, it's just a totally different thing. And if you can get some of your sophomores, juniors in that playoff action, that's really going to give you a foundation to work off of going into next season. And I think if you're Salt Fork, if you're Coach Seifert going into next year, you got to be real happy with how this season unfolded and who you're going to bring back with you next year.
49-30, your final. When we come back, we will take a look at the Serve Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. And we'll wrap up our UHOS Diagnostics post-game show. If you're having trouble getting out of the lot, call UHOS Diagnostics on the mobile line, 217-260-3339. Get rolling safer than when you came in. You can find them at exit 210 east on Route 150 back to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. Back in 2 minutes on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
As a grandfather, you know what it takes to make special memories with your grandkids.
Grandpa, look what I can do.
But did you know that 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep spoiling those little ones before sending them home. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Welcome back to the UHOS Diagnostics post-game show. Call UHOS Diagnostics at 217-213-6032 or set up an appointment for a wide array of services online at uhosdiagnostics.com. Time for our Serve Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard in Danville and Vermilion County. Call 217-443-0077. Serve Pro, like it never even happened. This one, a final tonight, Clifton Central 49, Salt Fork 30. Clifton Central moves to 8-1, Salt Fork 2-5-4, and waiting for the playoff pairing show tomorrow night. Keeping an eye on that to see whether or not they can sneak in as a 5-4. Would all likelihood go on, well, that will definitely go on the road in Week 10. Clifton Central pretty much cements themselves as a host team coming up next week. And, of course, we'll be keeping an eye on what both of them will be doing tomorrow night during our special presentation, our WITY Sports special presentation of the 2025 IHSA Playoff Pairing Show. That will be from 7 to 9 tomorrow night on all of our platforms. Make sure you bring us with you. Keep in the know and figure out where all those teams are going to be going tomorrow night. Finals here tonight, Oakwood over BHRA up at Peyton Moss, 22-13, Will Schell.
Yeah, it's, I wouldn't say surprising, but just a good, solid round-out season for Oakwood. I'm not sure if you would have asked me if they'd got to 7 wins to start the year, I would have said that, but I'm happy for them. They really showed out well for Coach Lee.
Yeah, Oakwood goes to 7-2. Likely will, they're kind of maybe kind of on that teeter-totter there, whether they go to an 8-1 or if they would host a 6-3. Maybe they kind of flip the difference with another 7-2 team. BHRA at 6-3, kind of a devastating loss for them. That may put them on the road next week as we head into the IHSA playoffs. Moments holds off Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman tonight at Ike Birch 29-20. GRFC ends the season at 3-6. Moments ends their season at 4-5. Westville a winner tonight. They have a running clock in 8 of their 9 games. They defeat Iroquois West 52-13. You had last check, no update. Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac leading Watseka 38-12. That game likely in hand there, with Hoopston going towards their second win of the year. Watseka a lost season. They had one win on the year. Peoria Notre Dame defeats Danville 46-13 tonight. Elsewhere, you had a win, perhaps an upset win there for Paris at home. They knock off Casey Westfield 22-17 tonight in Little Illini Conference action. Fourth quarter action down in Mount Vernon, 55-31, Unity wins. Remember, Unity is a 3A team. Mount Vernon, a 5A team on the road, a couple hours south for Unity going on that one there. In fact, 3 hour, I bet that's got to be a 2.5 hour drive, 2 hours easily. So that's going to be a late night for them. They may just go to a hotel. IVC up on Rantoul 30-27. No update on that PBL Monticello game. But all those games late. St. Joe Ogden leading Pontiac late. That one might be in hand, 49-14. Last check on that. In Lincoln Prairie tonight, you had ALAH defeating Villa Grove by a count of 49-26. Last check was Sangamon Valley shutting out Tri-County 34-0. Finals over on the Indiana side, Seeger holding off a staunch battle from Lafayette Central Catholic 28-27. Sullivan puts a 70 spot on South Vermilion 70-14. South Putnam does almost the same amount on Attica 68-14 there. Fountain Central ends Park Heritage season 47-6. North Central Farmersburg holds off Covington in a back-and-forth battle 28-26. Riverton Park 10-0. They dump North Vermilion 46-6. Frankton defeats Minton Central 59-32. Resilience for the Bison there, because that was a running clock game. And to come back and put up 32 points in a game that basically had a running clock is pretty impressive.
Yeah, and no quitting those kids, and you gotta love that. You gotta love those efforts, especially if it's, you know, last game of the regular season. Why not? Why not go out there and put the ball in the end zone?
We'll have a posting of all finals tonight, late night on WITYRadio.com. Of course, the roll back in the morning with Coach and me, and getting you all the stats here. But our once again, our State Farm agent Ross's. Ross Webb, Ross's boss of the game tonight. Brady Shule for the Clifton Central Comets. 269 yards passing, 10 of 13, 5 touchdowns, and just a dominant second half. But I tell you, take nothing away from Zayden Bromley, Salt Fork Storm. He's going to get his flowers in the morning, too. 300 and unofficial 313 yards of offense. Passing touchdown, 3 touchdowns on the ground as he willed Salt Fork to stay into this contest, which is just saying an immaculate amount for the sophomore there. He is a very, very special player, but on this night it was the Clifton Central Comets. And I think we saw why Clifton Central, an 8-win team, are in the position where they're at. They've played some pretty good football all year. They kept Westville with the clock stopped on the scoreboard, had a good game with Oakwood. Of course, now we know what Oakwood looks like, with them beating BHRA and, of course, only losing by 2 touchdowns to Clifton Central there. So the hierarchy, the chalk within the division is what it is, where you've got Westville, Clifton Central, Oakwood, BHRA, Salt Fork, and then everybody else.
Yeah, I think my biggest takeaway from tonight is you saw why, exactly why Clifton Central is an 8-1 team. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's their high-powered offense, ability to score quick, and they have multiple skill position players that if you can just get the ball in their hands, they can break it for a touchdown. And that is a huge asset to have going into the playoffs. If you need a quick score, they've got the ability to do that. And I think they showed that just perfectly tonight, just what they've been able to do all season long.
It'll be very, very interesting tomorrow night with the 2025 IHSA playoff pairing show. Before we get there, though, tomorrow morning, Saturday Sports Connection 906 on all of our platforms, courtesy of SurfPro of Vermilion County, our presenting sponsor, and, of course, our whole host of great sports sponsors. Not only that has helped us with our football coverage, but, of course, our Saturday Sports Connection throughout the fall here. And then tomorrow night, IHSA playoff pairing show. Of course, all weekend long, WITYradio.com/sports for all the other sports that are going on. Final again, once again tonight, 49-30, Clifton Central, a winner for Brennan Easter back at the station. An exciting one tonight. Thanks for keeping us on. For Will Schell, Chad Baker, bid you good night from Catlin.
Thanks for listening to the UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. Call UHAS at 217-213-6032 or set up an appointment for a wide array of services online at uhasdiagnostics.com. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Hitting Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. This has been a presentation of WITY Sports. For more information or playback on demand, visit WITYradio.com.
WITY